This is Session 52, Oblation, the morning of the 20th of Oktar, 1484. Last session, during the night, Sariel was contacted by Nira, who claimed that Nvoria the Enchantress would be the safest hands to leave the monarch with, while the party descends into the chasm in Neverwinter. Sariel was suspicious of Nira, but entertained the idea. The party returned to the core sanctum of Ica's Rest, a dozen monks in tow, and ready for the challenge that they knew they faced. They completed the elemental seal, and Ballast stepped into the center to receive his prize. What he found inside was an avatar of the sea dragon, who conveyed to him that the curse was now lifted. Ballast gained a full connection with the weave, allowing him to cast faster and with more power. The party returned to Neverwinter, flying close to the water with a pirate ship in tow. The next morning, Sariel returned to Invoria's with the party in tow, hopeful that the Enchantress would be able to destroy the powerful magic item. Alas, the party's suspicions of Invoria and the situation at large were fulfilled, as Invoria plucked up the artifact and disappeared into thin air as a massive knoll burst through the wall. Let's roll some initiative.
What a way to start off this session. Dang it, not good initiative either.
Ooh, not great.
Lucky seven.
Lucky seven.
Man.
16.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I got 21.
No, I had 4.
Did anyone get over 10?
I got 10 exactly.
Wow.
We're all so flabbergasted.
This is great.
Just happened.
This is going to be great.
Guess what? I never chose an Eldritch Invocation last time I leveled up.
You never chose one?
One of my Eldritch Invocations last time I leveled up. It's like
It's like an ability from a large set of abilities that warlocks can do.
Okay.
It's the thing that lets her see. It essentially lets her cast identify at all times. It's her Batman vision.
It's detect magic.
Not identify. Although isn't there one that lets you do identify?
Oh, that would be cool.
As a ritual, yeah.
You just see like floating stats above everything.
All right, so you guys are in this room here. Fulziel, you sat in the corner with Yadagi. Voria just disappeared from here.
Been right next to her.
Go ahead and put your characters where you
right.
Land.
So where did
wait?
Marva,
I think shot didn't shot attack her. I think shot jumped onto her.
You guys all attempted to do things.
Yeah, so I think shot would be by her, not.
I don't remember who went first.
Yes.
He
did.
Oh no, the hag. It was the hag, or
yeah.
Voria.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Norali is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh right.
You were
just in the corner.
Oops. Here-ish or something by the door. Sorry,
yeah.
Where were you in this room?
I was. I don't remember what I did to her.
You were constrained by Nerali.
Right.
Yeah, you were
okay.
Next to both of them.
So I'll be. Yep.
I had just water. Oh, so I am down to.
Yeah, you just cast Water Whip and threw her across the room towards you.
That's right. So I'll be down to. So I have slack.
Well, 20 and above for initiative.
21.
I think your next one's like a 10 or something.
Yeah.
16 and above. 10 and above.
10 straight up.
5 and above.
7.
8. 6.
That's not it. Yeah. Hey, it's how you start choreography, even if it's in like 6, 8 or something.
Yeah.
Dance to the dance coach while we go 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. What the hell is going on? That was always throws me off.
Makes you feel like you're in the middle of something already.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would know. I'm a terrific dancer. I've had my middle.
Fulziel, you were up first. And Voria is gone.
Where'd she go?
This knoll just burst through the wall like a Kool-Aid man.
From your nightmares.
From your nightmares. Nerali is constraining Sariel.
Yeah. If Invoria just left our plane, then I feel my ability to move Hunter's Mark somewhere else. Do I feel like Hunter's Mark has been disconnected?
You still feel a partial connection.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, that could be handy later. I'll leave that up then. Hey.
Do you, like, know her direction at least on that? I don't know.
I have advantage to track her.
Okay.
I guess Shava and I are going to try to gank Nerali.
Okay.
So, Shava, having bitten air, whips around to attack the thing that's attacking Sfariel, and gets 25 to hit.
That would be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's 9 damage if you do a strength save.
Okay. 12.
That fails, and you're prone-ified. And so Fluvial goes for a solid little down stab with advantage.
Totally said Fluvial.
Fluvial stabs you 21 to hit. 10 damage.
Wait, what was the first damage?
9.
Okay.
And Shell responds to that by biting you again, which is a 24 to hit for 9 more damage. And then Flo's responds to that by stabbing you again, which is a 28 to hit for 11 damage.
Jeez.
Whoa. Grand total of? Did you get a grand total? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I took them down each one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that'll be it for my turn.
Okay. Sorry, you are pulled back by this, but not knocked prone. This massive gnoll is going to...
Does she, like, let go of me?
Yeah, she's pulled back. Yeah, she's now prone.
Okay.
Was holding you, but doesn't knock you prone. However, the gnoll...
Starts playing your
is going to give out this blood-curdling howl, and...
is it an attractive gnoll?
No, in fact, he has, like... This gnoll is decorated in, like, body parts. Like, a bandolier of hands. Something like...
What is this?
And does... However, he's wearing not so much armor, but more kind of just these robes and gestures, and three hyenas appear in the room with you. Kind of spectral initially at first, but begin to fill the room with their cries. Literally, it's...
I'm
in the same position.
It's like in Minecraft, if you summon multiple ones, they stack up, they go...
Is there any... how long can you hold your breath is the new question for this.
Oh, jeez.
It's all right. So crowded in here. Oh, my gosh.
That is his turn.
I'm
going to this guy real quick.
Is this where
you wanted him? I just kind of...
Yes.
Okay.
Dang it,
Zach.
Oh, man. Okay. Lindell, it is your turn.
Just ruined all my plans. Okay. I'm gonna start punching hyenas.
Oh yeah, you're
so
surrounded.
Yeah, I'm gonna first turn to this one so it has to have the advantage on it and start wailing on it. That's good. 25 to hit for the
It does
one
against H3?
Yes, against H3, so he'll take 11 points of damage. I'll hit him again. Advantage. Oh, jeez, that's a lot worse. 14 to hit?
So this also hits against this creature.
Nice. Alright, and so he'll take another, he or she will take another 6 points of damage.
I missed the initial amount of damage.
Initial damage was 11 plus 6.
6
total
later.
17.
Total 17.
Yeah, and then I'm going to spend a key point to do Fleur de Blows.
I know some very weird stuff about my engine.
Really? Definitely hits 27. For 7 points of damage. One more strike. That'll be 21 to hit for another 8 points of damage.
Top notch. Total of 32 points of damage.
Yeah. Alright. So I punch the hyena and then that'll bring
definitely is bloodied.
Okay.
Not quite dead.
Alright. I'm gonna. So this room we're in, this is the only. Oh, no, this is the door.
It is the door that you guys entered in.
And does he burst through the wall?
He burst through right here.
Have we ever
this is kind of the edge of the room.
Okay, have we ever been in that room before?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna run through the space where Invoria was. I don't hit anything.
You do not
okay.
encounter anything right. in that space.
I'm gonna just baseball slide it between his legs and pop up on the other side.
Okay.
Right here.
Can I just do that?
Just you can?
If there's not an object in that space, I don't want to be confused about like, where I can walk. If that's fine.
And that would be the end of my turn.
Your turn. At the end of your turn, you see another figure appear into the room, close to where Envoria was. In one hand is held the half of the monarch, and the other hand throws out this coppery brass sort of thing, but it flies past the gnoll. It's Johar, and he says, "The tiefling is under a spell! Free her!" And he's going to attempt to pull the death stick, the monarch, away from Envoria.
Oh, shoot!
What?
Roll for Johar. I'm
gonna
roll for Invoria.
Yeah.
This is a contested strength save.
Oh,
or a contested strength
check. Okay, I need to get a different.
Oh man. So I probably don't see that till after I move, right?
He appears in the space. He's right here, right in front of the knoll.
Bro.
So we'll probably put this back.
Yeah,
right.
There's something there.
Something's going on.
Freaking Johar. Oh my gosh.
I forgot about that guy.
Okay.
Just straight roll.
Well, they both have their pluses, which I will reference if we're even close to each other.
You roll first. Dang it.
Okay.
I've been rolling
maybe
like trash.
Maybe Johar has a plus 19.
No, hags are incredibly strong, as Johar's left hand is quite fond of knowing. It is ripped out of his grasp, and the planar energy that surrounds the half of it disappears. And he, Sorrel, to your vision, he's covered in this conjuration magic, just completely, like, saturated, like a liquid or something, covering him. And then he disappears.
Did Hunter's Mark just get loosed again?
Hunter's Mark never changed for you in that particular experience.
Okay.
So we saw half of the death stick that he was grabbing, the other half was
Yes, he was wrestling
there.
With it. And so there's this weird kind of planar tear on that, and then it was ripped out of his hand.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
All right.
It's pretty freaking bad.
Lindell, roll a perception check.
Okay. Do that. Plus four.
Perception.
9.
Okay. you spin around and get ready to just take on this knoll from behind.
Okay.
You see the knoll.
Yeah.
Alright, this H3 is going to attack Shava.
Bring it.
Time
bigger. Way bigger than a hyena.
That is a 12 to hit. It does?
Yeah,
miss.
Oh, miss. Okay. And then.
It's his turn.
Sorry, your turn.
Yeah.
Alright, we got a big gnoll and 3 tiny gnolls, yeah?
3 tiny hyenas. They are.
Hyenas.
Tiny hyenas.
Bizarre looking. Like, they're not just hyenas. They have some fiendish aspect to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not ever.
So, is it considered. Is this room, like, brightly lit or dimly lit?
Not dimly lit enough that your sword would do it.
Would
like, have
it.
Bonuses. Especially. Yeah. You could shoot other lights, though.
Yeah.
I'm still going to cast Shadow Blade as a bonus action and attack the.
Yeah.
Wait.
With advantage, with your flanks. Right?
Ooh, am I flanking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am flanking.
Yeah, you are now.
Everyone's flanked by everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Yeah.
Let's start off right.
Let's get a double.
I'm just going to double these because I don't have enough dice.
Okay.
Dang.
Not bad, not all bad.
Right,
all
right.
Okay, so that's 10, that's 15, so 25, 50. Lightning damage.
15?
50.
Okay. Yes. All right.
10.
Sorry. Did I
15.
Hear you correctly in saving 5-0?
5-0. Yes. It's a crit. I
what
double
did you,
it.
What did you cast?
Shadow Blade. It's 4d8 per hit times 2.
Okay.
Because my spells are level 5 now.
Yeah.
Forgive my disbelief in this, but.
I'm so happy.
That's good.
He's almost dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like turn around and cut his arm off. Like, oh
yeah, you kind of pull back by Nerali as she's knocked down to the ground and look over at this knoll, and in the air, this rippling. Almost unblade goes, and you plunge it into this thing's chest as it is conjuring, you know, has its hands up conjuring, and you rip down. And it.
Sariel's pissed.
Oh, shit.
You better baddies.
That was such a good strike.
Wow.
Is that your first attack?
Yeah.
Oh,
I only get one.
Oh, okay, good. That was still.
Yeah, yeah,
that
it's
amazing.
You don't get to stack green flame on the round that you cast it.
Right, because
okay.
It takes a bonus action to cast it.
I was just double checking.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that was insane.
Do you want me
no,
to
No,
it
takes
I
a
mean,
bonus action to cast it, doesn't
to
it?
To cast this spell, and it takes a bonus
action. No, it takes an action. As your action, you cast green flame. So.
And I can, because it's a.
It's an action. Yeah, and you make that single attack as an action.
So then. So it had an extra 8. So 58.
He's
damage.
Dead.
Oh!
And then the fire.
One hit.
jumps to the hyena 5 feet.
Nope.
There's not a hyena.
Johar was here and Voria was here.
What about the one right next to me? That dude.
That's a dog. This is you.
5 feet within the null.
The null is here.
That was Johar.
That was Johar. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I was...
No, you're fine.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Is that
Wendell?
Yeah. So you just one punched my Death Knight.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, not...
Suck it!
My Death Mage.
Do the hyenas persist?
That's a good question.
That was insane.
Maybe I didn't mean to cast that spell. I was expecting it to be a hard fight.
Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah,
it was going to be. But he's dead now. And no, that's CR7. And the hyenas dissipate. Thank you for asking, because I might not have picked up on that.
We're like doubling down. So I was just like, this is
all right,
nope.
So you do that. These creatures just you've had Invoria disappear. Johar appears after this thing bursts through the wall, after a summoned monster, and then Johar disappears, and then Sariel just dissipates everything with this stab.
As a free action, can I turn around and punch Nerali in the face?
Give a small kick.
She is
Phallus.
Down. Kick her while she's down.
What just happened? We are still in initiative because she's not dead.
She isn't. Johar said...
She's
under a
spell,
but
yeah.
Presumably still trying to kill us.
Phallus is going to like try to grapple her.
Okay, go ahead and make a contested check. You with athletics and she with acrobatics.
Is that affected by the fact that she's
oh, crap.
No.
12?
15.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
dang, shoot.
And then immediately after, Nerali, it's your turn.
Okay.
Didn't work.
I'm just going to cast darkness on my coat, on my cloak.
Okay.
Yeah,
the entire room just goes dark.
And then...
Even
for
dark vision, right?
Yeah.
Even for dark vision.
Is there anywhere to hide?
You're technically hiding right now.
Yeah.
There is a door right next to you.
Okay. So I'm going to use my movement.
Okay. So you used your action to cast.
Yeah.
As a rogue, you may have a bonus action to disengage.
Hide. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which you would want to take.
Yeah.
I think.
So yeah, I'll use disengage.
Half your movement
left. Kind of.
Yep.
So the darkness would go away.
It travels with you.
Yeah.
And I believe it goes through corners. Remind me what the radius of darkness is.
15 feet.
Okay, so Philosial, you are just out. Like,
this
darkness, you're enveloped in it suddenly, and then, like, you can see half the room.
Does it go through walls, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lindell, you are also, you saw this swirling, yeah, black just appear.
Oh, and I'm still in it?
And you were out of it. You were never in it
to
begin with. And that was Nerali's turn. Yes.
How does Eldritch Sight, like, deal with the magical darkness?
You can see the magical darkness.
No, I mean, like, can I see through the, like,
that's
the magical items through the darkness? You know
oh, you can
mean?
See her magical items
yeah,
through the darkness?
Yeah, that was my question.
I would
it
say...
It would be, like, kind of a war thing, that since there's magic in the way of your eyes.
Yeah, that's what
right.
I was saying.
Yeah.
I'll say
you
can't,
just...
because there is an invocation that allows you to see through magical darkness.
Okay.
Next up is Philosial. You feel Emboria move this direction.
And I assume we just heard the door open, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
obvious where she just went. Then Shama's straight after her.
Okay.
Gonna run into the darkness.
Just
like,
run straight into
her.
So you will roll with disadvantage.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, if I go with her, she rolls a flat roll instead of disadvantage because
okay.
she's close to me. Come on, don't suck. 23 hit.
Yay!
Yeah.
8 damage and a strength save.
Strong save.
Get down to
5.
Okay, so Shava comes around the corner and kind of blunders into Nerali, but a tooth catches a cloak, you know, catches her cloak and pulls her down.
I would have to make a concentration on the.
Okay. The DC is 10. Okay. It persists.
You don't.
Well, no.
Wait,
right, is that...
I'm not done yet.
Oh, yes.
I get 4 attacks, sir.
But I'm not done yet.
So, Invoria is getting closer. Is the 5 I just...
Invoria is moving this direction and away from you.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay. You can't move through an unfriendly space.
You cannot.
You can move through a friendly
I could,
space.
We could trade, and she'd get an attack of opportunity against her.
Theoretically.
I guess.
With a disadvantage.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You wouldn't be able to get her second, like, as a reaction she attacks, because you would be next to Nerali.
You can support up your movement, though.
You can
yeah.
attempt to overrun. No, I'm saying, but if when you make
you
your attack,
straddle the
yeah.
wall.
She can't see you, so it doesn't matter.
Like, the most natural thing that Fozzie would do would be like jump over Shaba and try to end up right here, but it can't move to that space.
You can attempt to overrun Nerali with a contested check.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
You're going to attempt to just go. What am I rolling?
You would be acrobatics. You would probably be athletics.
I need more proficiency.
14.
She blocks, yeah.
Yikes. So I end up on top of Shaba?
No, you just go back. I don't know.
Can you end your turn in a friendly space?
No.
Well, I haven't ended my turn yet.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's a thing. Can I attack while it's still inside of that space? It's not the end of my turn.
I'm going to say you're shunted back to behind Shaba.
That makes sense.
on that attempt.
I'm going to take a literal shot in the dark and just try to shoot Nerali.
Okay.
I assume with disadvantage.
Yes.
Oh, she's also prone.
Yes.
So, very disadvantage. 25 or a 25.
Oh!
Oh!
So you said the tiefling was under spell?
Free her.
If it's possible, I'm going to make that non-lethal, because it's 13 damage. And I'm pretty sure you don't have
down.
That.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, the darkness dissipates.
Sweet.
And Lindell, you being next, see that next to you, this little coppery object that the Johar threw has lashed onto kind of a floating point in space. In fact, right next to you, there's more planar tearing. And you start to put together, there's a knoll here. Like, how would this get here? There's a gate. There's a planar gate right next to you. And as you look into it, you see kind of this, well, there's trees. It's like a kind of desaturated looking. It's almost like a dark forest of some sort.
Oh, shoot.
And it's trying to shrink, but this copper little contraption seems to be kind of holding it open for the time being.
Okay. If I see that it's, like, semi-stable, I'm just going to kind of step forward and stick my head through. Do I see? Well,
that's a great idea.
Not like, but I mean, like, just kind of, like, looking. Do I see anything on the other
looking
side?
Looking through, yeah, for sure. You can see ahead of you.
Oh, no.
We have dangerous precedent.
What a way to go.
He had plans. He had dreams.
Yeah.
You say, see ahead of you, it's kind of a clearing. There's some trees roughly between you and this, but roughly a clearing. And you can see ahead of you, Envoria appear into real space. She's like, close that gate!
Shoot. I'm going to holler back at the party, like, she's here! And I'm going to dive through the hole.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You split the party.
You
oh,
dive
boy.
In.
Oh, boy.
We got to get her. Oh shoot, there's another map!
Snap.
What? Oh my god!
Oh snap!
Keep everybody on that one
okay,
as well
okay.
If you can. We can rotate this actually this way.
So
you burst through here.
Die roll.
You step across, and ahead of you, no longer invisible to your eyes, is Envoria.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Making her way through here.
The bushes. Right.
I will say because there is still a direct connection between your plane and this one, that you don't lose Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
Like, you're close enough right now. I mean, in the world at large, there are various, you know, kind of weak points and portals and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but you are in close proximity to one that is
mm-hmm.
active. All
right. Still my turn?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to spend 35 feet of my movement. Give it to her. Can I see the rod on the person?
She's carrying
she's
it. Roll a stealth check.
Okay. Or, well, I don't know that I'm trying to. Yeah, I'll try. May as well try the snake.
Ooh, 23.
Oh. Alright. Yeah, you run up behind her. Go ahead and do what you're doing.
Alright, I'm going to. Is the tree an alley? No. I'm gonna start to punch her. So, two staff attacks against her. The lower is a 17, the other is a 26.
All right. 17 against Envoria does hit.
Okay. So first attack, spending the key point to stunning strike. Mm-hmm. I roll that damage.
I need to make a save. Con save.
Yes, a con save. That's correct. DC 15.
Fails.
Yeah.
Ah, she's stunned. She's stunned. Okay. So. Ooh. Okay. Okay. I'm so. Okay. I punched her once. Do I need to continue? So I took the attack action. I probably still need to make that other attack. I want to grab the rod, but like,
sure.
Okay, all right. So
go and make a with advantage a check against hers.
Okay,
Or here, I'll roll a... Okay, hold on. So Shining Strike, so the second attack would actually be with advantage. Is that okay? Can I roll another
D20? Yeah, I was saying with your second attack, you're grabbing the rope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
That was my interpretation.
Okay, so I'll just say, okay, so both of this. So first she takes 8 plus 13, 16 points of damage for those two attacks. Or for... Gosh dang it. I'm getting all flustered. Hang on, let me try to do that. Okay, so
it's called 30 points.
Instead, it's 10 points of damage for that first strike. And then I'm going to try to snatch that rod. That's a natural 3.
You say 12 points of damage? Sorry, I was spacing.
10 points of damage.
Okay. And then a natural...
It wasn't needed to roll again.
it was a natural 3 for the... trying to snatch the rod.
With advantage, though.
Oh, okay.
Because
you
just stunned her. Yeah.
Okay. That's much better. I don't know. Plus whatever. Strength? 0. So 5. 5 total.
I rolled a 5, but she has a way better strength. So she's going to retain it. Yeah, you try and pry it out of her wicked claws, but like, and these things are 3 or 4 inches long. And
she looks like
just,
a hag now. She's not.
Yes, in this she has changed back, and her claws lock into the jagged edges here of this rod.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty little. Break her fingers.
Okay, so I used my action. I can't really bonus action grab. Can I? Probably need to do something else.
Bonus action grapple?
Yeah. Well, I probably can't bonus action, like, also try to grab her, because I did that with, like, half my action. So, instead, I'm just gonna punch her again. Dang it, another 5. I have to get the dice out of here. It'll be 13 to hit. Oh, no, with advantage, because I stunned.
You did.
Hey, that's a lot better. 20, a lot. 26.
Yes.
So she'll take... 8 more points of damage.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna hold for that. Okay, so she is stunned. I'm standing over. That's the end of my turn.
All right. It is. Let me roll initiatives for some others.
Oh.
Initiatives for who?
Oh, no.
Nothing?
Oh, gosh.
The trees.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. What plane are we on? What is going on?
We're in the Fanghorn Forest.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's the thing you suggested. At this, Envoria is going to call out...
Wait, she's still stunned. Until the beginning of his next turn.
She can't talk or anything?
No, she can't do anything.
Ooh, okay.
She loses her turn.
Interesting. So I guess on her turn, she does nothing.
Just looks...
Looks around. Yeah.
This is fine. Everything's
okay.
Sorry, you would be up next in your world.
I would like to follow Wendell.
Okay.
Where's the gate at?
Down the rabbit
hole. This door right here.
Oh, that's the gate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6. So that's as far as I can. I will throw my blade at her.
Yeah.
Okay.
With advantage, because she's stunned.
Dude, playing strike is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 26 to hit?
Yes.
It's what I should have done right off the bat. I don't know why I didn't do that, but whatever.
Six, numbers, 20, right? 23?
Choice.
Points of
damage.
Psychic damage.
All right.
Nice. In the brain.
That was my action. And as my bonus action, I will reconjure like back in my hand.
Oh, that's super good.
In trouble there?
Yeah, I keep it in my hand in my own writing. I have a lot of writing now. All right. Is that it for your turn?
That's it.
All right, Ballast?
Let's see. So I'm here.
You just saw Sariel run. Darkness disappeared in front of your eyes, and Sariel ran that direction, following Linda.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh,
4, 5, 6. I'm gonna chuck a hand axe at her.
Yeah.
All right.
With advantage.
A jack chop.
Natural 20.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So let's see. That's 2d6s, I think.
Nice.
Lindel, you do see a potion bottle drop from Emporia's hand.
Oh wait, that's
something
that's
she had just kind
a,
of been carrying with her,
weapon.
And it hits the ground and shatters.
Okay.
So that's yeah. I unrerolled it. So that's 11 damage.
Okay.
Good enough.
So it's not quite as OP as being a halfling.
Yeah. But I can do it every turn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Nerali. You are down. Go ahead and roll a death save.
Oh, the darkness will be gone, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shoot. That's right.
Okay,
oh.
So you fail that death save.
Wait. Making it non-lethal didn't make it non-lethal.
Oh, sorry. I guess you're right.
Okay.
You can... I'll say you stabilize her. However the mechanics happen. Like, shooting in the dark doesn't really lend itself towards, like, knocking somebody out. But you can...
There's, like,
you
only half full.
Sure.
Just kind of chuck it in.
Toss the mirror away.
Alright. And then this hag over here looks up from her work and is going to
it's that hag over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good.
Fine.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's a fast acronym, right?
Is going to
call out
over
that fought over there.
It's going to call out, close the gate! And dash.
Oh, shoot.
And it has a bit of a climb.
Guys, we could die.
But is like nearly here by the end of her turn.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Is that just like a little bit of a climb?
It's a climb, yeah. She's climbing up this. You can kind of hear this like almost like knives on gravel as she as her wrinkly old body scrambles up. You actually can't see it from there. She disappears behind a tree, and this is kind of a rise right here that restricts your view.
How high is it compared to, like, if I look up at the top of the cliff thing?
It's only like a 15-20 foot.
Okay,
but it's a pretty sheer cliff. And she says,
"The golden one's here. Take care of her."
The what?
Golden one is here.
Oh,
take care of her. You see Ballas, go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, that's not good. I am not wise. Oh, natural 20!
Oh my
god.
The two natural 20s in two turns.
You feel this effect begin to like you look at your arm and it begins to kind of turn green and like almost like harden. And you're like, what the heck?
Right.
And shake it off as you hear kind of this incanting coming from your left.
Oh, hello. Hello, friend.
Another hag sits kind of by this almost an altar-like sort of location. Seems to be kind of...
Yes.
Yeah, there's a large humanoid figure at her feet.
Oh, what?
What?
Felizio.
Where are my friends going? I suppose we're gonna bail on the body. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, we're in this now, y'all.
And I'm gonna bonus action to dash.
Okay.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm so close to the fawn.
Nice.
And I shall attack. With advantage.
Stunk. He is stunk.
26 to hit.
Alright. That'll hit.
12 damage. That's not much mark. I'm going to use it for a while. Second one will be a 20.
Yeah, carry on.
2 to hit.
Again, hit.
14 damage.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Alright. And then, Lindell.
Okay.
Right before your turn, you're aware of this kind of scrabbling sound as a number of... like a large, and you've seen this before, a very similar looking creature in the hag's domain, but up here, the sea hag's coven, smaller versions of this, 4 pincers that allow them to dig into the ground. This one is quite large, and seems to have kind of a roost up on this. What behind you seems to be kind of a pinnacle. That through which the gate is attached. And is going to leap down and...
Ooh, opportunity attack.
Oh, hey. All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. 25 to hit.
Yeah, that'll for sure hit.
And that's this one. It's not ignited. Ooh, ha, ha. No!
Oh, shoot.
That's
snake eyes.
It's like 5 damage. Yeah.
He knows you're dead.
All right.
Yep.
He knows to be afraid.
Watch out. Very nice. at... I have to remember that's not the end of its turn. As it lands, it's tough armor. You feel the point of your glaive almost kind of jut for an instant, like an inch to the side as you try and jam into it, and it nearly doesn't go into its armor, but catches and finds a weak spot and goes in. It catches itself and kind of pulls back, and then this acidic spray hits you and Sariel.
Oh, no.
If you don't make a dexterity saving throw.
I'm gonna do it.
Can you choose to just forfeit a roll by not rolling?
You can take a 10, I think.
19.
Dexterity save?
Yes.
15.
Okay.
19, 15?
Okay. You both succeed. Taking 13 points of acid damage. As this thing just sprays the two of you with
concentration.
Disgusting. And maintain concentration on your shadow blade.
Nice.
Very nice. You see ahead of you, Lindell, the few hits that you guys have landed on Envoria back in the room were a lot more effective than they are here.
Hmm.
Gross.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to jump over here, flank, and I want to again attempt to grab the rod out of your hand.
Okay.
Do that with advantage.
Yes, she is fine.
Okay, 14.
Really?
She holds onto it still.
Does that count as like one of my attacks, or is that just my action?
Go ahead with another chance if you want to.
Okay.
All right. You're spending your entire turn trying to yank this thing out of its hand.
I'd like to.
You can't use bonus action strikes.
Okay.
But
12.
Still no. Now she manages to, even in this frozen state, she's just kind of locked up. The more you pull, the more it sinks her, wraps her claws up in this jagged metal edge of this rod.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep a hold of it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna like look at Felicia like, oh. All right, I'll end my turn.
And at the end of your turn, it's her turn.
Should have done it.
She is going to disengage from you. And then...
Is there any chance I could get a contested, like having hold on to it?
Sure.
Know. Okay, sorry, I'm grasping. I'm reaching for straws. That would be just a roll. Nope, 6.
Okay. Yeah. She starts to pull you along. Like, just almost kind of this shake of just annoyance. And then, like, you know, stops because, you know, you held on to the rod just a little longer. And then she shakes it off and steps forward. She is going to... loop around this side. You can take an attack of opportunity.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you said she actually disengaged.
I changed my mind.
Okay. All right. She saw
something else.
Do attacks of opportunity ever get advantage because of flanking? Does it happen?
She's leaving the space?
Yeah. Okay.
She hasn't left it, though.
So maybe not.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, because if we stop her, then she stays in that space.
That's what we were saying. That'll be
like,
13
to hit.
Dang it.
You hit her, and she just knocks you away with this, you just using the rod. She comes around the other side and spins up a hand, this electricity coursing down her hand, and she blasts forward. Shava, Ballast, Sariel, and Felosio all make dexterity saving throws.
Like a fan.
Double fives all the time.
9.
That's a
17. Oh, wait, 10.
20.
All right, you succeed, Ballast. You fail and take 33 points of lightning damage.
Holy.
You guys take half.
16. That's still enough.
It's her turn.
Oh, concentration. I lose a spell, guys. This whole fight is bull.
Another small one of these creatures comes up, following in the... Well, I say small. I mean, they're still rather large. They're smaller than a horse. But
larger
with these insects, you know, like insect-eyed hairs coming, you know, in between their carapaces, comes up, and this one's going to try and just stab you in the chest.
Well, that's not good at all.
One is a natural 20, and the other one is a 20.
Oh,
yep. So long, fellas.
For a grand total of... 9 piercing damage.
Oh.
All right. I rolled so bad on damage.
Oh,
Oh,
phew.
With this, like, flat. And you're just like, what?
That's like a scimitar guy from Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Alright, Ballas, it is your turn.
I'm gonna rage.
Yeah.
Should have done
Let's
this
do
earlier.
It.
Okay.
I know. I feel like I've been so slow.
Then
like,
I'm gonna... Ooh. Little guy or big guy? I think I'll try to take out the little guy. So, two swings. Natural 20.
Holy cow.
Oh,
oh
boy.
Brian.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh my gosh.
So
I was strategizing.
It's
so
barely
I was late to the party.
Wow.
Oh,
shoot.
That was really good.
18 damage for that first.
Against the big one.
The little guy.
You say 18 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna attack again.
Yep.
Ooh, not as good. That's like 12.
12 against its AC will not hit.
Okay.
Just dings off of its armor.
I already used my bonus action. I'll use an action surge.
All right.
Yeah.
While I still can.
Action surge.
Ooh. 15?
No.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, these things have tough armor.
Huh. Ooh, that's better. 25.
Yeah.
For sure. That's 8 damage.
All right. This thing is definitely bloodied, but just breaking into its carapace is the hardest part about this thing. At the end of its turn, or at the end of Ballas' turn, Yarali would go. And you see up here, this hag finally ascend, and she says, just cackling to herself, she holds this knife high, and she says,
"This is your end, Golden One!"
And you feel this draining.
What?
Oh, what? Aria's turn. She is going to start humming. You hear this kind of arcane humming coming from her corner. She's standing over this large figure. Prone figure. Flozeal, the blade disappears from your hand.
What?
Like the spell's gone.
The spell's gone.
Do you still have Hunter's Mark?
Flozeal, you do.
Wait. Shava attack big boy.
Okay.
Boom, boom, bam, bam. Oh, she's not quite. Wait, she's going to do this. And attack big boy. And so she can smash. That's a 14 a hit. There's no way that's happening.
Nope.
And Flozeal attacks F, which is a 29 to hit.
Yes.
For 15 slashing damage.
Okay.
And in response, Shava attacks again.
Okay.
Which is a 26 to hit.
Yeah.
That's 12 damage strength hit.
I keep forgetting I don't have dice, so I keep reaching for them. This creature is not prone.
Ooh, yeah! Yeah!
It is massive. It's a four-legged spider is what it is. Just an armored spider just hits the ground as your wolf grabs one of its legs and pulls it underneath it in a way that it can't support its own weight, and it knocks it onto its side.
Nice!
Oh, you're the best. And Colossal is very proud. And attacks again.
Okay.
28 to hit.
Okay.
12 damage.
Sure. Very nice. So yeah, you Shava pulls this down. You stab Invoria, take your blade, flip it up, spin around her, and hit her in the back and cut down, and she dies.
Oh, oh yeah!
Free
oh,
action, pick up this thingy?
Yes.
Yes! Okay.
Things are looking up, kind of.
Now time to use the staff. How long does it take to...
Oh, no. I swear to goodness.
And right. That day we all became Velozio slaves.
This creature is going to stand back up and...
Don't do it.
And is going to attack Shava. Well, let's see if this...
I'm using some movement to get over with the party.
Actually, it has... It recharged its acid breath.
Oh, crap.
Oh,
so all four of you should make...
Oh, no, guys.
That's a poor decision.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Somebody go down.
Dexterity?
16.
16.
Let's see.
7.
16, 16 saves. Was that the lowest?
Do I need to make a save?
You are not in this cone.
Yeah.
As it sprays out. So if you succeeded, you take 10 acid damage.
Okay. That's acceptable.
Nobody's down.
Yeah, I'm in the yellow.
We're good.
I feel my blood pressure.
Yeah. All
right. And we're just dead.
Yes.
Nice.
Good.
Sorry. Or sorry. Lindel? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look at that other hag that's up there doing whatever she's doing, and I'm just going to be like...
She pulls up the knife, and it's just coated in this kind of golden ichor, and she cackles and stabs again.
He goes to stab again. I'm just going to be like, not today. And I'm going to take a small yellow gem from my pocket and huck it straight at her.
Okay.
And
make,
it's going to
explode. Attack roll.
Okay, okay. That'll be,
no.
I guess, plus whatever, just like 12. I just need to get it nearer.
Okay,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you toss it up there, and it's a little short.
Okay.
It goes and like, just the throw wasn't good. You were just, it got hit by a tree branch. It spins, hits the side of the thing, and and suddenly this massive creature made of rock just starts going up the side of this cliff. Boulder,
yeah.
Like small boulders are tearing themselves down at behind the feet of this hag.
Awesome. Okay. And then I'm going to run up after it.
Okay.
Start climbing after it as well.
Following in its direct path is going to make it slower than...
Oh, okay.
Like falling rocks is much harder to climb than... Yeah,
I'm
just going to
set
you on that one.
Yeah, it's a whole
other
elemental. Had it for a while.
He deployed it against Unibu. He threw it in its mouth.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember when you got it. Who was that?
Carnunos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
The druid clan.
And the time
right.
Frozen.
Oh,
forest.
Yeah.
That was like,
that's where you got your job.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
Yep.
That's true.
All right. So, yeah. So that's going to... And I'm going to try to... I'll try to take a path like parallel to it or something like that. Bonus action. So I'll spend 80 feet of movement to try to get to where the hag is.
Yes, you can make it up.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, however I need to do that, I'll zip up there. Oh, no. Is it bad? All right. And then that'll... I'll try to get to where I can flank the hag with the earth elemental, but...
Yeah.
Can I do that? Okay.
Yeah, let's say it gets up here. I'm brooding a couple trees. That's why there's no trees there.
Okay, gotcha. And that'll in my turn.
All right. It's Lindell's turn. Sariel, it will be your turn.
I'm going to... So this is a cliff. How high is it?
15, 20 feet.
Okay. I'm going to say, forget the creatures. Stop the hag on the hill cliff.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Okay. I guess
I
need to roll. Should I roll initiative for the rock monster?
Three.
Does she take your same initiative? Rocks are now like falling kind of at your feet as this massive creature of stone climbs to the top of the cliff.
Does it sink?
So can I like
just
climb?
You're going to make it about 5 feet with all these falling rocks.
Okay, so where was I?
Just levitate. You're a warlock.
Here?
You can do everything. You're a warlock.
Magic.
If I use my action to dash, can I get up? 60 feet?
You won't make it quite to the edge. You'll be a little under the edge, essentially. It's just falling
off.
Ooh,
we can go this round.
What's the initiative on it?
It will be... It will be 3...
Yeah.
Sorry. I want to get up. I'll use my action to dash and try and get up. So.
Okay. You were just under the nose of this cliff right
there.
That
would be
4.
Two, right? Just negative 1 to dex.
Can I see? Can
no,
I peer over?
No, this massive elemental is between you and whatever you're looking for.
Okay. That's all I can do.
Okay. All right. After that, this fellow...
Earth elemental is 2 on initiative.
2 on initiative.
Nice. Does that mean he gets to go this round?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Bonus being super slow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay. This thing here is going to... That'll just stab you. Ballast.
Yeah, okay.
I'm cool with that.
So I have a 17 and something over 20.
17 misses.
Okay. In which case, only one of those is going to do... It's pretty terrible. 3 piercing damage.
Halved.
Yeah. To 1. All right. And then it is... Faust, your turn.
Yes.
Okay. Bonus action to use Second Wind.
Okay.
So that's some health back.
That's a good little weak.
All right.
Wow, nice.
16 health. Not bad. What else can I do? I guess I'll just take a swing at the little guy again. Yeah, 26.
Okay.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. That's 13 damage.
Very nice.
Let's see. Is he still up?
I think just... Nope, that actually will do it. Exactly the number you needed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll take my next attack at the big boy.
Don't want to do anything with this.
Ooh, no. I'm going to use Commander's Strike. I'm going to tell Lindell to attack the hag.
Oh, shoot!
Okay.
Bring her down, Linda!
You get to add this damage if you hit.
Oh, shoot! Okay.
You're flanking.
Okay.
I mean, she, her, you know, she like has this knife kind of to her side, and you scrambled up and just hear Ballas give you this encouragement. You come forward and start to swing at this.
Okay,
she's
there.
Just looking up at this towering pillar above her.
Okay, plus 8
Oh,
14.
No.
Oh!
Actually, let me double check. No.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Dang.
Sad. That's okay.
All right.
Oh, wait, I couldn't do that. That was a bonus action.
Oh, all
right. That's my bad.
Well, perfect then. The math works out.
Zoom time?
Zoom time. I like it.
Okay, well, I guess that's it.
Nerali, you hear this kind of faint male voice that and almost like a hand on your arm, like helping you up. And the next thing you know, you're kind of just like leaning against the wall, the hallway. Your mind is clear, strangely clear for the first time in it feels like years. You can hear around the corner some odd clashings and clanks, and suddenly everything just snaps into perspective. There's nobody in the hallway with you, though.
And I'm up?
Yes.
Okay.
This massive creature is standing on the other side of this gateway here, facing down people that you recognize, people that you consider friendly. Or, better yet, an enemy of your enemy.
Are you going to cast Scorching Ray at the big guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Magnifying glass.
How many signs are there in this place?
Signs?
Suns.
It's really dim, though.
21, 10, 24
All right, so as you're running forward through this portal, you hop up and like these brilliant orange blasts fire forward into the back of this thing. As you
nice.
As you crest through the portal, I'll go ahead and roll damage on two of those.
10 and 9
Shoot. Is this thing a fiend?
This thing?
Mm-hmm.
It is a monstrosity.
How many...
You are. Let me check. You have definitely been healed.
Okay.
You were at 16 hit points.
Being hit once by one thing.
Yeah. All right.
What's that thing? Is that little guy that killed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't laugh at that thing. Something tells me I should have put more of them in the fight.
Just a bunch of cockroaches.
The hag up here, in between you guys. Yeah, in between you and the rock elemental is... let's see.
And it's going to go before the rock elemental?
Yes, she goes right before it. She is going to turn invisible.
Ah!
And this is the last position that you see her.
All right.
That fits nicely.
It does.
Did we see something happening in that?
Yeah. Lindell's attention would have just arrived on it. The Earth Elemental, your choice to do with what?
Okay.
What's
the Dexter?
This. Can I see in a moment what is going on this platform up here?
Yeah, you can look over. I guess it responds to your commands.
Okay.
I assume.
Or well,
I'm not 100% sure.
No, the Rock Elemental, he just attacked the last place he saw the hag, I would say.
Okay.
Is it having intelligence still?
It technically obeys me. It's Conjure Elemental is what it allows you to do.
Right.
That does seem the thing that it would do.
Yeah.
It smashes.
Okay.
I just won't have you roll.
Okay.
She's not there anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there, the last place you saw. But
okay. Does his attacks? Well, man. Okay. All right.
Is that the hag?
Yeah.
Is there something... can we tell, is there something going on? Like, has something already happened or is something going on?
So you can certainly look over on your turn.
All
right. I'm just going to leave you in suspense for a little bit more. So let's go.
That'll end the rock elemental's turn.
Whoever's there first. Sorry. No, you're still up first. I'm wrong.
Shal's going to action to disengage. We're going to flank it one.
As you run over there, like this kind of large creature is beginning to rise.
No.
That's gross.
What's it look like?
It's a big ol' no.
Ah, we've dealt with them.
We can one-shot those. It's okay.
Caleb,
he's bigger.
It's bigger.
Oh, it's big no.
That sucks.
Oh,
after the last
man.
One, it's bigger.
Keep getting bigger.
Shaba's going to attack Hagibor. 22 to hit?
22 does hit the hag.
Either. 9 damage, strength saving.
Okay. Her strength save is...
Oh, that's another.
Has that been there the whole time?
Yes.
The hag?
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Hiding behind a tree.
Yeah, I've been like... That's,
all right. I've lost my dice app. I think it crashed in the background, and I'm sitting here like, okay, so the hag fails the strength save.
Right, but I went out of order. That was actually right after Flozeal hit.
Okay.
Which did hit, because it's a high roll.
Okay.
7 damage.
Okay.
And then she's prone.
Okay.
So my second hit is with her prone. Shava should have... She did do that, it's just she did that after I hit first.
Give her a prone marker.
So, Flozeal hits, Shava hits, and Flozeal hits again.
With advantage, because she's prone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, flanked anyway. 26.
Yes.
And 9 damage.
On her turn,
yeah.
This old lady looking lady is going to slip back here.
Shava
can make the attack.
She used a reaction.
Okay. and is going to cast. No. She's going to cast Hold Person on you.
That's,
so go ahead and make a Wisdom saving throw.
Oh, that's not my area.
Kind of way.
16?
It is a Wisdom saving throw. I had to double check that. You succeed. You feel this restraint. Like she goes, "You're mine," and reaches forward. You know the Avengers. Whenever Loki is like, "Tink,"
yeah,
and tries to mind control Tony, and it hits his arc reactor.
Yeah. Tink, tink. That was. Big.
She looks a little disappointed. The massive creature right next to you. Is going to stand up and kind of look around in confusion almost, and then see you, and kind of like just catches the scent of blood on the air, and is going to attack Shava, taking this, like realizes that this weapon was laid across his chest as it kind of stands up, and then takes this flail and begins to spin it around, and then hits Shava with it. 14 to hit.
Misses.
Oof.
She's dexterous.
22 to hit.
That does it.
Dexterous.
And 26 to hit.
There he is.
All right.
It's three pronged?
It is three pronged. Let's see. So I'm going to roll damage on that. She needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Once or twice?
Just once.
11. Not my best work.
The phrasing on this is kind of weird. You will fail the constitution saving throw.
Yes.
And take 32 points of damage in between psychic and bludgeoning damage. Sorry, 42.
Ooh, are you still up?
What are the rules for if it's twice what you
twice
have?
Your total.
Twice,
oh,
twice
yes.
Your total. Yeah, you're
okay,
fine. So she's down, but she's not.
Because that was my total.
Okay.
I was already hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, she's sort of down.
Cool. Ooh. Nope, that's it. Cool. She's down, and he begins to spin up this flail again. Lindell.
Oh, dang it. I don't have a plan anymore.
You look down, and there is a part golden creature, horse-like creature, sitting in this... looks like a summoning circle.
Is it like a lie?
No. No, it has... It looks kind of weakened. Dehydrated is the wrong sort of feeling, but it looks drawn. And a couple of quick stabs to the center of mass killed it.
What's going on there? How's the? Can I glance over and see how the portal's doing? Can I see it from where I'm at?
It flickers, but it's stable.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. Can I make it to where Philozeal is at with my 40 feet of movement?
Yeah.
Off the top of the mountain?
Yeah, you can hop down.
Okay, because I don't see the hag.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get to the other side of Philozeal? Oh wait, no, that's a wall. No, I'm just going to face the big guy here and start making some attacks.
Okay. So, yeah, you just go ahead and make an acrobatics check.
Okay. Shoot, I'm going to change my mind. Is that okay? Can I get down? Okay, I just want to get within 30 feet of...
Okay, you can do that safely.
Okay, all right, and I'm going to cast Bless on Ballast, Philozeal, and Sari.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... And do I see anything wrong with you? Did you give any
I haven't seen...
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Well, your sword is a
feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you know.
Okay. All right. Then that will end my turn. No. Can I end my turn? right here.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Did I say this guy leaned up against a wall? This is cliffside. So
okay.
This whole
okay.
region is cliffside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, cliff going down.
No,
down.
Cliff going down. Like, yeah, yeah.
Just
get eaten.
Yeah, just want you to be aware of that. So everything here, and then this is a pillar, and then this is down, like you guys are on kind of a mesa slash plateau sort of thing.
Oh,
up tall.
Just
danger tall or inconvenient tall?
Danger tall.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, would you allow me to retract my bless? Because I got another thing coming, if I could do that.
All right, fine.
Okay. Then I'm going to run up to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to run up to that that knoll.
Make your acrobatics check.
Okay. Oh, yes. I forgot to do that in the first place.
It's a bit of a launch.
Okay, it's plus 8 to 10. 10 total.
Yeah.
But I got
slow fall.
Yeah, slow fall.
Oh, you do have slow fall.
Yeah.
So you don't make it up to toe-to-toe with this creature.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Can I will burn I will burn a key point to dash as a bonus action.
Okay.
Okay, and then... I'm going to cast Fist of
Fire. Oh, yeah.
You don't need to make it up to it to cast Fist of Unbroken.
Oh, no, it's
yeah.
a 30-foot
range.
Right. Yeah, okay,
so
I will not do that, but I will instead cast Fist of Unbroken here, which is it's probably pretty strong. Strength save, DC 15, strength save.
So you run forward off this cliff, and with this mighty Kia. Let off a concussive blast some 15 feet in the air. This creature of madness and pain gets struck by this blast and is thrown backwards.
Yes.
How many?
20. I'm going to try and make a save to see. He grabs an edge. He manages to catch some shrubbery as he's going, so he's not completely out of this party.
All right.
But he's out of this party for now.
All right. The shrubbery.
Is his name A?
It's A. Why? For short.
Is that 10? 20 points.
Actually, you to go.
20 points of damage.
Almost,
right.
Yginigu.
Wait, so that's a cliff? No, I thought that was
he's off the cliff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
He manages to flail with the flail, catches, you know, and, you know, before getting thrown, like, just completely impossibly down into the mists below,
yeah.
Saves himself.
Okay.
But he's out of the action.
Okay.
For this moment.
Do I got you? We'll pull this up.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I have a bonus action now. I changed my move so many times. I'm just going to do a bonus action unbroken. I mean, not that powerful. Just an arm strike against that guy.
What part?
18 to hit.
That's expensive.
Against
Z.
Does hit.
Okay. And that'll be max damage. Big old 9 points of damage.
Alright, nice.
That'll end. Or she. I keep saying him, just like you thought it.
Could be guys.
James A. Castle.
All right. That's the end of Lindell's turn. Sorry. You make it up the top of the cliff.
As she's climbing, she's just like, no.
Unfortunately, your fears are realized as you reach the top. Your longtime friend, confidant, mentor, and patron lies dead within the summoning circle.
Whoa.
I bonus action try healing light.
Nothing.
I use the Scroll of Revivify on her.
Yeah.
Okay. It requires being a warlock to do so.
To use a scroll? Anybody can use a scroll.
I believe to use a scroll, you have to be able to... you have to be able to cast that spell normally. I can double check.
It can be like out of your level and stuff.
Out of your level, you can make the Arcana check, but out of your class, I believe it's no.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, shoot.
It's not on your spells class's spell list. The scroll's unintelligible.
Ooh.
Casting a spell by reading the scroll.
What if you cast yourself to be able to read everything?
But at a higher level.
That's true.
That's a thing.
Scroll's unintelligible.
Okay. Yeah, it's just gibberish.
I can't do anything.
Small dragon kind of gives this.
You're gonna make me cry.
From your backpack.
Oh, no.
You can feed it.
Healing potion. Can I give him a healing potion?
Give who?
Can I give Nira a healing potion?
You can attempt to. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you mark your healing potion off and attempt to feed it to Nira.
She's like, actually.
Nothing.
Somebody help! Somebody help! Lindel! Lindel!
Okay. I hear you.
Kind of busy right now.
No, hang on, I gotta check to see. I'm trying to get the nose.
Remember, it's on the cleric's phone.
Okay. What are you doing with your action?
My action was trying to do that.
What else are you gonna do? Lindel doesn't know.
Yeah.
Throw a body.
Lindel doesn't know.
I mean,
I'm saying, Lindel, come up here, and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just staying there.
All right.
You
still have your crossbow on
you,
shouldn't you?
No, I gave it to Johar, I think. I gave it to somebody.
Oh,
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Can I
have like a sewing needle? That is it for your turn. Ballast.
I'm going to step over the corpse of this buggy boy.
Getting you now flanking?
Yeah.
Yeah, take care.
So, I'm finally going to ignite my glaive.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's a 24 to hit.
Does.
And the second attack is not as good. 15.
That also,
15.
Not against this guy.
Big boy. Okay, that's
what
I thought. So that's, I'm also raging.
Mm-hmm.
16 damage.
Okay. Anything else?
Bonus action to butt attack.
Okay.
Oh, no. I bonus action to knife wave. Never mind. I think that's it then. Yep.
Raleigh.
Okay. So, what does this ring mean? For the.
Prone.
Okay. I'm going to cast. I'm going to move. Disengage bonus action engage.
Okay.
Yes. This way, if I get a clear line of sight, I'm going to scorching ray.
Okay.
Nice.
It's a ranged attack, and she's down, so you have disadvantage on the attack.
Okay.
If you wanted to change your mind on that.
No.
I mean, okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
No.
Oof. Does your rogue thing, like, sneak? How does, you have a person in proximity, does that affect your spells?
No, it doesn't affect you. Okay.
Yeah.
Two natural ones, disadvantage.
16
just misses. Yeah, just shooting off, kind of just burning away the mist that surrounds this. You definitely have something out for the hags. That's Gnarly's turn. Who has made it down here by now?
Wait, is that the hag?
Is she visible now?
That's, yes. As she is visible as she attacks with her claws.
Who should be?
She knocked down a tree.
That is going to be 20 to hit.
Yeah.
And 18 points of slashing damage as she just rakes these claws across your back.
Oh.
As she does that, she says,
"You idiot! You must have gained your man!"
Parading one of the other hackers. Earth Elemental.
It's got 30 feet. Can it make it to that hag?
It can make it to the one in the back.
Okay.
One of the birds.
It's gonna,
like,
it's gonna down into the earth and then just like right out from under it. And it's gonna make two big. Why did it go away? It's fine. Plus 8 to hit. So advantage flanking with Felosiel.
Flanking with you.
Flanking with me. So 2 attacks with advantage. That's gonna be a 15 to hit for that one. And 21 to hit.
The 21 will hit.
Okay. Alright, so that is 2d8 plus 5. 13. So 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage.
Is she a structure?
No.
Alright, no double damage. So that'll end the Rocket Elemental's turn.
Alright, Felosio.
I cast Shatter at this point on the rock face where he's holding on, affecting the ground, him, and the woman cast him.
Shoot.
Nice.
And
she is going to save. He is going to not save.
Hey, well,
and
the ground probably doesn't save.
He holds on, but he slides down further.
Wait, the ground takes 26 points damage times 2.
Sure. Okay.
Just like saying,
that's a good point.
The rock should.
Yes, that entire face of the thing just explodes outwards as he's trying to hold on to it. And you say 27 points of. Wait.
26. Ground takes 52. She takes 13.
Okay.
Nice. Holy cow, that's clutch. Good use of
it. out of here. He hit my dog.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
gone.
Shadow's really made a comeback for you.
yeah.
It's actually worth
yeah.
it.
Alright.
And
yeah, he goes down further, and he's even further down. Like he was kind of caught on by bushes and whatnot as he was, you know, kind of greenery as he was going, but that is now gone, and he's scrambling to try and regain a better grip.
Shadow doesn't do any pushing, right? It's just under
him. No.
Okay. I guess I will bonus action transfer from his mark to that.
Cool.
Right. And
in response, she is going to stand up.
Myself.
Okay. She is going to stand up and move here. She moves out of your attack of opportunity range.
Punch.
And try.
Hey, finally, 26.
But I will. Okay.
Can you make reaction stack choice?
Yes, and that's what I would like to do. 15, DC 15, con save.
Natural 20.
Oh, jeez.
That
right.
sucks.
That's my last key. Zero. But she will take some kinds of damage. Easily 6 damage to her.
6 damage.
She goes away.
You did hear. Oh, it's her.
She is going to cast. She's going to move her hands like this, and just this massive ball of frost moves forward, raging forward over this entire group, even some hitting her companion. So, everybody needs to make a constitution saving throw.
But not me.
You were fine.
Yes.
So, for me, constitution. Rocket launcher constitution.
That's a 7-inch shot automatically goes.
Okay. I don't know if she automatically fails con save.
Right.
Definitely strength and dex saves.
I'll take it. She definitely passes if she's allowed to roll.
Okay. So,
given 18 works.
18 does work.
18.
12 for me, 20 for the rock monster.
Okay, the 12 will not. The rock monster's out of it.
Oh.
So I guess if you were lower, if you were 14 or lower, you take 25 points of cold damage, or half.
Yeah.
If you
blow them down on the ground, and
Mark knows
where he dropped. And that'll be one death save for Shaw, right?
Yes.
Nice.
All right. The giant gnoll is going to attempt to climb up and is not very successful in doing so. Just you can hear this furious, you know, growls coming down from the darkness
yeah.
below, just trying to scrabble up. Lindel. Actually, this guy needs to go right before you.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. But
serious.
Where was I? Is that what he sounds
that
like?
Really needs to be. That's how he thinks it is.
What was I doing?
Let's see if he recharges. He does. He's going to
no!
just use it on you.
Dang it. No.
That's the third time.
All right. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Dodge.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
Okay. 18 points of acid damage.
Oh.
And.
Ouch.
That's him.
All right.
He's happy.
I'm not.
Lindel.
Okay, I'm going to say no. And Thalozil, you're going to come back up with 10 points. 10 hit points.
Okay. Prone, but 10 hit points.
Yeah.
This represented her being prone. I guess we don't need that if he's actually prone.
Okay. Can I make it back up to the top with 40 feet of movement?
Lindel brought you back below you?
No.
You're up at 10 points.
You can get pretty close.
Okay. I will, taking an attack of opportunity from the hag, run up top as close as I can.
She swings at you with this just massive fist, and you right underneath it.
Yes. Alright, that'll end my turn as close as I can get, I guess, to the top.
You're still prone, though, Flozio.
Oh.
I guess we should clarify that it's down. Alright. And she cackles, just looking beyond you as she swings.
Ugh.
So you make it to the top.
Okay.
Sariel is there.
Okay.
Dialogue.
I have a bonus action left. Can I do anything this round? As I take in the situation, you're holding the scroll.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
okay.
I can't do it. My magic's gone.
I will bonus action take
Bring
it.
Her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Take
you can take it from her
yeah.
and be ready on your turn.
All right. Please.
Sorry.
Can I? I mean, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
help you.
Give him, like,
help.
A shoulder roll.
You got this.
She'd just be trying to... She's kind of distraught. She's not going to do anything.
Okay. Ballast.
Time to keep swinging.
Yeah.
No more advantage.
Oh,
no, that's
needs advantage.
Holy cow.
Something that makes his own.
What is going on? There's like 4 20s.
Okay, we roll this one.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
So 14 plus 21
plus 5.
27 damage.
Nice. Holy cow.
Second
wait,
swing.
Wait, is that double? Oh, yeah, yeah, he's double.
Second swing. Total of 19.
It does.
Okay. And that's...
Can you only reroll one of them?
Oh, you're right. I did it this turn already. That was a 2, wherever 2 is. So that's 10 damage.
Okay. I was just seeing if you could reroll your other die.
Oh, no. I think I can only do that once per turn, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know on that.
I'll check.
Is that the end of your turn?
Oh, bonus action.
Okay.
Butt attack.
Okay.
I think it's a d4. Oh, yeah. First I have to hit. That's 20 to hit.
That does it.
And that's 3 plus 6 is 9 damage.
Yeah, so as you begin to kind of just...
Raging
it's just
attack.
You and this thing. And you kind of realize that you no longer have the momentum of having people around you, and you switch in kind of a more defensive posture as it's just you and this thing. And just as it lunges at you a few times, threatening you, and then lets out this acid breath, you shake that off, and then start to make kind of these expert strikes at this thing, and ending up with a spin that just cracks the butt of your glaive across this thing's
mm-hmm.
head, kind of sending it reeling a little bit. Norali.
I'm just going to do a poison spray on the hag.
Okay.
Make a con save.
Okay.
DC.
16.
Right.
Fails.
Oh shit. My turn happens, so Shala should have done this.
12 damage.
Oh shoot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is that it for your turn?
Yes.
She is going to attack Felozio. Are you still down?
I'm on the ground. I'm awake.
Okay.
She does get advantage.
Best I can do is a 19 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. It looked lower initially.
I ain't no paladin.
I accidentally rolled a d10, and I rolled really well, so lucky. Needed to roll an 8 instead. You take 14 points of slashing damage.
Back down.
Okay.
This is not.
And then the Earth Elemental.
The Earth Elemental is going to make 2 attacks flanking with Nerali.
That's a good point.
Against the Dank Hecken Hag, so 2 attacks with advantage. That one is going to be a 20 to hit, and this one is going to be a lot more, 24.
24. Those will both hit.
Okay.
D8.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, so 10 plus 18, 27 total.
Points of damage?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Worthy.
Just like grill.
That was an incredible hit.
Apparently it's not just once per turn.
Is it? Can you just keep doing it?
Yeah. Well, you can do it once per roll.
Okay,
like,
so you re-rolled that one, so you get 5 more damage on that guy.
Okay, sure.
Because that's you re-rolled a 7, if I recall.
That's right, yeah.
All right.
I'll end the Rock Elemental's turn. He's going to stay.
That's a good turn.
So you have to take whatever you get the second, whenever you re-roll it. You can roll,
yes.
You roll each roll or each die once.
Okay. Felozio.
That's good to know.
Oh, jeez.
All right. If Shava rolls a bad hit save, she's gone forever. Here comes. Shava dies.
Oh!
Okay, Lozil is not that I get.
Oh,
okay. After that, this hag is going to cackle and step forward to the creature that just died.
Oh,
and
snap.
Begins to feast on Shava's corpse.
Whoa!
Everybody
brutal.
Within 60 feet and able to see her but needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
You're
doing something else. You're way paying attention. Ballast, you too.
Wisdom?
Yep.
I'm about to lose my lunch.
Ooh.
15. Five? Or four. Okay. No, it's a five. That's a five.
You succeed because of your raging hatred of these things.
Oh, does rage affect this?
No. Well, ooh, it is a frightened effect.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
I forget what
that
means.
You're
immune.
You're frightened.
Am I?
Are you?
I thought you had advantage.
Is that how that works?
I think it has advantage. Let me check.
Advantage?
Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
Mm.
You do not have that.
Okay, so I didn't make it.
Okay. You are considered frightened of her.
Okay, but okay, that's not a big deal.
That's all.
I'm already going to.
Oh, wait. Well, frightened this way. You're incapacitated.
Oh.
Cannot understand what others see, say, can't read, and you speak only in gibberish.
Oh, no. What does incapacitate mean? As far as
I control you. And you just kind of run around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Wow. All right.
That's nasty.
Okay.
That's not good.
I'm immune because I'm dying. So.
And you can repeat the saving throw at the end of your turn.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
good.
I really don't know how we're going to be.
All right. This creature is going to try and climb up, and he begins to do so. He is about halfway up of what he needs to, of just rage climbing up the side of this cliff from the, you know, bit that he fell down to. Lindell. Oh, no. Big guy gets to take an attack against you. Big spiky guy.
Yeah.
He fails to regen his acid breath.
Yes.
And also, you just kind of, like, and start to just kind of weave and, like, look around. And this thing like keeps trying to stab down at you, and it keeps missing. Yeah. With advantage, you're just mindlessly running. You take off between its legs and just run through the portal, and that's what you do.
All right.
That's what you'll do on your turn. But you just take off.
Peace,
Lindell.
Okay. Scroll in hands. I'm gonna look at the I'm gonna look at the horse lying in the thing, and I'm just gonna hit my knees with the scroll in my hand, and I'm just gonna close my eyes and just go. I don't know if you can hear me here, but this being has stood for light, goodness, and everything that I know you are. Please help me. And I'm going to try to cast a spell. Praying to Yamala.
Cool. For flavor, roll a religion check. Plus one.
Seven.
Okay. The sky itself seems to get a little brighter as you do so. And sorry, you feel kind of this flood of energy back into your veins as Metanira begins to kind of stir and the wounds on her side heal up. You feel this sudden onset of emotion, like this like thunder sound that only really you can hear. Your deity has woken up to the fact that you've been running around doing missions.
Wait, Eldath?
Yes.
What?
We in trouble!
What? Oh my god.
Lindell, is that your turn?
That'll be my action. Bonus. Oh shoot. Remember your spells. How close am I to Philosial at this moment? Am I within 30 feet?
You are.
Okay.
Just barely.
I will cast. I will cast Sanctuary on Philosial. That's my bonus action.
What do they do?
If a creature tries to attack you, they have to make a wisdom save or choose a new, and if they fail, choose a new target, they lose their attack. So just a faint golden glow just around your body. And that will end my turn.
Sorry.
So that like thunderous like feeling, what did I get? Like a, is that like a ragey feeling or like a mild annoyance feeling? Or
it's I mean, Eldath is not one to rage.
Sure.
He's not angry, he's
sure.
Disappointed.
Eldath.
I didn't know that name. I'm lost.
Is. She's ticked.
She's ticked. That's fair. I will use my bonus action to heal Philosium.
Okay.
Nice.
Healing light. Oh. You regain 9 hit points.
Yeah,
cool.
Stable.
Back in business.
She's still unconscious, right?
She is alive and beginning to move, like, look around.
Okay. Mira, stay down. Everything okay? You're fine. And I'll,
it's weird that statement.
Dying here.
So, okay.
if I take a running leap off of this thing, can I make it to Ballast?
And a tree?
If you also dash.
If I use my action to dash? So this is, what, 15?
15 to 20 feet high.
So I can move the same distance, right, if I leap off of it, as it is tall. Right?
Ooh, jump champion.
Those are the rules.
Are they though?
That was a thing. Okay, so...
Why are you running to Ballast?
I want to do a thing to Ballast.
But
fix
do you know he's broken?
I mean, I'm like loudly gibbering, like, oh, I'm like running around.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
I mean, it's.
It's just the mustache talking. Come on.
Mustache.
Make an acrobatics check.
Okay. Acrobatics, that'll be 16.
Okay, you are able to keep your feet when you land,
cool.
And that is the thing that would prohibit you from running.
Okay, so, and I cast.
I think that's just how we'll rule in the future. You can jump down stuff, but you need to make the acrobatics check, or you'll fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
I cast Lesser Restoration
on
Ballast.
Okay.
Do my action.
Am I no longer feared?
I have no idea what Lesser Restoration does.
Condition. It's got like a list of conditions.
I got you.
If it gets rid of fear,
nice.
Frightened condition.
What? It's the condition. You shed a creature, it can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it.
Hmm.
The condition can be blinded, deaf, and paralyzed, or poisoned.
Ah, dang it.
That's a no.
Dang
it. Don't touch me!
You mean head.
Can I have...
It's the...
Pat on the shoulder?
Fight of... It's like crazy battle. Right now.
You're right.
Do you feel good about undoing that?
No.
Okay. Okay, so now you're down there. Ballast. We get a party.
Run away.
This thing's going to stab you in the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, that'll hit.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
What a jerk.
Yeah, he hits for, come on, 7 points of piercing damage.
3.
And you are just in the other room.
Rage
just
continues.
Running. You're rage running.
Oh, wait, I get to
you're
try
gone.
To break out, right?
At the end of your turn, yeah.
Is it the end of my turn now?
Yes.
That's a 6.
Yeah, so you're right here.
DC isn't 5.
Every room in the house.
Well, see you guys.
I'm
good
going
luck.
To cast Color Spray.
Ooh.
Oh, first I'm gonna disengage and back
color
a little
spray.
Bit.
Okay.
Then I may cast Color Spray. Seven,
26. Oh, shoot.
Do either of them have less than 26 hit points?
I count up, not down.
It starts with the one that has the least.
The, this one?
Okay, she is blinded.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's not enough to roll over to the other one.
Nice.
Yes. All right. Blind's a good thing to be in the middle of a battlefield.
And that's the end.
Okay. She is going to turn invisible. Where's that white ring?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. And she's gonna move, but I'm not gonna have air position.
That does not trigger an attack of opportunity from the rock monster, right?
He doesn't. No, turning invisible does not trigger.
Great.
It is his turn, though.
Okay.
In front of him, a downed... Felozeal, the elemental needs to make the save too against the maddening feast.
Yes, right. That would be probably not much.
Maddening feast.
Maddening feast. Crazy. Elemental has a, what was it again?
It's a wisdom save.
0. 12.
That does not succeed.
Ooh. Shoot. Okay. So.
I control him on this turn.
Oh, wait. Is it a... damn it, condition immunity. Is exhausted, paralyzed, petrify? No, that's
no.
A yeah, poison unconscious. Okay. Yeah. So, what happens to it again? Do you control it?
It can't be.
It runs off the cliff.
One way to save it dies.
Wait, what happens?
At the null.
I mean, not the same place as the null, but
it
runs and just, like, throws itself down the cliff. Like, not to its death, but, like, kind of halfway merging with the rock as it does so.
Okay.
And into...
Oof.
Just straight merges into the ground and
so that happened when the Maddening Feast happened. now it's its turn. Does it get the save against it?
No, that was its turn. Now at the end of its turn, it can go ahead and make the save. Does it have to be out of the ground when it moves? Because, like, some ghosts have to be out of objects or they'll take damage. He is inside the ground right now.
The earth glide can burrow through non-magical unworked earth and stone while doing so elemental. Oh, you mean, like, end its turn?
Yeah.
Oh,
I intend on having him end his turn inside the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, it doesn't mention anything about that.
Okay, then that's where he'll be.
Okay.
He dashed.
All right.
Straight down.
So he's saving with a wisdom save. The plus zero. 16.
That saves.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's him.
Cool.
Oh, shoot.
Philosial's turn.
Philosial's going to attempt to grapple this hag off the edge of the cliff.
Okay.
Just dive.
Okay. Make a contested strength check.
Total 20.
You catch her by surprise.
I shoulder into her and dive off the cliff with her.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What?
And the two of you fall.
And if it can happen on this turn, I would attempt to grab something.
Okay.
It's fair if I'm not able to do that.
Yeah, so your intention was to throw this thing off.
Throw her off. I don't care too much about whether or not I go over.
Go ahead, and with it, because you two are tangled up in each other, you're both going to make acrobatics saving throws with disadvantage.
It's more my priority to make sure she falls than to make sure I don't.
Yeah.
Say acrobatics?
Mm-hmm.
14.
14. So the two of you over the edge of the cliff, and you're going to take 25 points of bludgeoning damage there at the bottom.
Boy. Are you down again?
Oh. All right. And then it is its turn. She is going to hop on her broom and then cast Ray of Frost at you as it leaves.
Wait, who?
The witch that just fell off the cliff.
Oh.
Yeah. At Philosial. And is going to miss, actually.
Shoot. Falling too fast.
Yeah. No, you both, like, hit this sub-plateau on the way down. And you fell unconscious. She just hopped on this staff of kind of gray twisted wood that she had been carrying with her, and fired a shot at you of frost as she takes off, flying.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
I know this is kind of retcon, but I do have inspiration from our last thing. Can I try to reroll whether I caught myself?
Sure. You usually let inspiration.
This feels a little too late.
No, let's go for it.
All right. You said it was acrobatics.
Yep.
12.
No. I usually let that roll over, but that was a close go. The massive knoll makes it up to the edge here and just climbs up. Doesn't have any more movement for anything else. And up, kind of hovering in the air behind it, flies up this hag and says,
"Behold the avatar of evil."
Almost
eating you. And that's his turn.
Yeah.
This thing is going to make... I just rolled two natural 20s.
Oh!
Against you, as this monster just starts making stabs against you.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh, so bright. What's my blue thing here? Is that just thinking about it? I'm dying?
You had sanctuary. Oh. No, that went away whenever you
got
around the edge.
you take 21 points of piercing damage.
Still
as this thing just whacks you. And you see a globule of acid begin to form in its throat. Nope.
Don't like that. Did you get dead yet?
So close.
At the end of its turn, Lindell and then Sariel.
I got nothing. So I don't know that there's any kind of bottom to this mesa, right? I just saw them go off the edge.
It's just super misty, yeah. And you saw them go off the edge.
Free action to take the immovable rod out of my pocket.
Okay.
And I'm going to run and dive over the edge after Philosia.
Oh, okay.
Finish.
And you can do that thing where you tink, 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 tink.
Yeah, I kind of, well, I don't want
to... Oh, you have slow fall. You don't need to.
Oh, okay. So I just don't know. Okay, but I hit the bottom.
Okay.
Am I near him?
How much damage do you reduce it by?
Something times my monk level. Gosh,
five.
Yeah, it's like
four or five.
Yeah, so it
what's your monk level again?
Seven, so it would be 35 points of damage.
You were fine.
Okay, so I land beside him?
Yep.
Oh, Cure Wounds. Action Cure Wounds. That is
okay.
DA plus six.
Yeah, you fly down, like, just soaring down, holding the silvery rod as this hag flies up past you and announces the arrival of the Avatar of Yinigu.
Yeah, that is, you're up with 8 points of damage, or 8 points of healing. Holy cow. So now we're about 25 feet down at the bottom of this.
Oh, you're farther than that.
Oh, shoot. How long do I fall? Or do I know? Would I be aware of how far down we are?
You look up, and some 15, 20 feet above you, an arm of an earth elemental juts out.
Ooh.
Ride it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's for another turn. Oh, before I heal Philosial, as he's unconscious, can I grab the rod off his person?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, should I?
Yeah. All right, and I'll just stick it in my waistband, healing.
Yeah, should use a controlled battlefield.
Yeah.
tune first.
And I will, yeah, start. I probably don't have any movement left, so that ends my turn.
Beautiful.
Sorry. So you took it from me, didn't have a chance to heal me?
He
no,
did.
I healed you.
As a free action, he picked it up off of you.
Oh,
before.
Yeah. I missed the number. Come on.
It's 8 points of healing.
Okay.
You're up with eight.
Yeah, I need to get away from this guy.
Cool.
So I'm going to use my action to disengage, and I'm back towards Nira.
You make it, like, halfway up that.
Halfway up the wall.
Yeah, the rocks have stopped falling.
Okay, that's fine. And then I'm going to heal myself, feeling like. Ten.
Okay. Is that
six.
It for your turn?
That's all I got.
Ballast, you wild-eyed.
Oh, no.
And just bizarre, like, burst onto the streets of Neverwinter.
No!
The bees!
Not the bees!
The bees!
Dear goodness, though.
Mustache askance.
Natural 20! I'm good!
Who's
back?
Dude.
Get back here.
Is that five? In this one?
It's,
oh,
at least, it's at least five.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know why the bees came to my head. It was because of your play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot.
It was the foreigner?
The foreigner, yeah.
No, I remember saying
yeah, yeah.
It, but I don't
yeah.
remember.
But that's the thing that jumped in the way.
Yeah.
That's a sign of madness.
Please. Dear goodness. Alright.
Alright.
No, Raleigh.
Is this big enough to...
You can certainly try. You make one high check, just jump into the bush.
I'm gonna go over here.
Okay. It's not necessarily about the size of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be your role.
Okay. I'm doing stow.
Yes.
Okay.
25.
Okay. You just roll up to the side. Feel pretty stealthy about it.
And then because I'm hiding, I get advantage, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'm going to throw two daggers at the Avatar of Inigo.
Okay.
Get him.
Okay, that will break yourself, just so you know.
Okay.
But you get something, right?
She gets sneak attack.
Okay.
Yeah, you have advantage on the first attack.
Okay.
Do your ropey stuff.
First one is 15.
Plus
4. No, it's plus 8.
Yeah.
So, 19.
19 does it.
Okay.
Nice.
And then the second one...
Yeah!
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. The first one is...
Unfortunately, you only apply the sneak attack to the first one.
So,
you get to double a d4, and that's an exciting day.
Yeah.
So, 10 for the first one, and then...
You have way more d6s than that.
Yeah, that's
there.
A d4.
Well, no, the d4 is her dagger.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then how many d6s do you get for sneak attack?
Like, this just says 4. Is it
at
least?
Okay.
I'll look it up.
So this
yeah,
is 4
or
6.
Level? 9.
Oh, yeah, she has many. Look
at that d6. Take that one, roll every d6 within a mile radius.
5d6 is your sneak attack.
Okay, so that was... This is 10.
Yeah, let's try critting with this. It's so dang.
16, 24 for that first hit. And then double. Also, 5 for the second hit.
It was an offhand throw. Yep. Okay, so 29 total.
Nice.
Is what I heard.
He is now. Gong.
All right. This hag is going to reappear. This was her invisibility. This was her...
Oh.
What was this? What was this effect on her that one of you applied?
She only rolled natural ones.
She's blinded. Is what it
blinded.
Is.
Oh. How long, how long is she blinded for?
Because
she might not have been able to make it to you.
This is so funny.
Just walk into the tree and
yeah. He's just like casting spells on a tree. I'll kill you.
One round.
One round.
So that was my last
match. Okay. Like the wind chun chun.
Like a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Yeah,
you kind of hear this crashing into the bush. And then that was her last turn's movement. But this turn, she is able to make it to you and is going to do her thing. Right now or like after the thing? We should wait.
Seth put enough in the chat for Sean. My chat, not a group.
I was going to say, he muted
like,
his chat. That is a natural 19 against you.
Yeah.
And a total of 14 points of damage.
Yeah, so I'm out, but I would like to do Hellish Rebuke before I...
Okay.
So that's a save, right?
I do make a save.
Yeah, and it has to be 16.
Can't save, right?
Dex save.
Fails spectacularly.
Ooh. So that's 2d10 fire damage. 11.
Nice.
Very nice. All right. As you fall, she shrieks in pain from the the sudden onset of fire. And as you drop, earth elemental.
With 30 feet of movement and/or earth glide, can he reach either the hag or the avatar of Inigo?
He sprinted straight down.
Okay.
30 feet. He can't do it.
Okay. So instead, he is gonna. How far? He probably needs his 30 feet to get to us, right?
He doesn't need all the 30 feet.
Okay.
He can make it partway up the cliff if he comes down, grabs you guys, and sprints back up.
Okay. He's gonna do that.
Okay. At the end, or sorry, yeah, his next movement with a dash will put you guys topside and right here.
Okay.
Like 10 or 15 feet inside the cliff.
Okay. If you don't,
because he can traverse through. So he's just going, whoa, put you guys down.
Sorry, I was planning. Did that involve me?
He's if you are amicable to it, Earth Elemental is going to grab both of us and start bringing us to the side.
All right. Philosial, you in the palm of an Earth Elemental, rocketing up the side of the cliff.
I cast Conjure Animals at third level, and a pack of 9 Fey Wolves appear here.
Let's go.
Nice.
So they have all the stats of just a normal wolf.
Okay.
And they'll start attacking.
9 of
this.
Them.
Yeah.
Well, it's 8 plus a Spirit Shava.
Mm. Oh, shoot.
Nice.
The Spirit Shava doesn't do any damage.
Oh.
They're going to set themselves up, like, kind of blocking Shava off from the baddies.
Yeah.
And attacking anything within range. Sorry for all the numbers you now have to.
you're tracking their health.
Shit.
How many healths are they supposed to have? It's like 9 or something? It's not much.
You're summoning 8 creatures.
Oh, right. But, like, the base health of.
I don't know if I've ever watched the whole
thing.
Bonus action, Hunter's Mark is on that pack.
Okay, yeah, she's flying up, and...
Remember at some point,
you're
like
catching up to her, actually.
Kind of thing
yeah.
for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
And, like, their names are really glowing.
Is that it for your turn?
Does anyone here speak Elvish?
I do.
Yes.
You hear me screaming some really horrible things.
Yeah. All right, this hag...
I don't.
Flying above you guys... is going to cast Wall of Ice.
This hag is a hag.
And in between you and the ledge that you guys are headed towards. And it embeds itself along the rock edge. Essentially, it's kind of a back ledge to support. Like, if the avatar of Unigru has to step back, he has something to step onto.
Okay.
And you guys cannot, like, it's 10 feet tall, I believe, by some 30, 60 feet wide. I don't exactly recall. But just for your knowledge... You can't travel through that, and you're on the underside of it.
Yeah.
But it's some 30 feet ahead of you. But it is a structure.
The Fey Beast initiative is 15.
Okay.
No, that was
okay. That's her. The all right. This avatar of Unigu is just gonna go wild. I have a natural 18 against this one. F2.
All of them have an AC of 13.
Okay, so that'll hit, and a natural 20 against that one.
Why are we rolling all so many 20s?
Very easy.
Can I get a con save from F3 and a, well, let's see if...
19 plus.
Let's see if he survives.
One. Total 20.
Okay, that'll succeed. F2 is out. F2 gets dissipated. F1 gets dissipated.
Decimated.
Decimated. And F3 gets decimated with those three smashies. And that's his turn. This thing is going to start chasing you down. As it is, just as fast. It is faster than you, and is able to catch up to you and just starts to take some strikes at you.
On every roll, because they're next to each other, because they're rolls.
Think about it. Let's go down.
Oh, he misses on both his strikes.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Shoot, I had acid spray. Whatever. No, he was completely right to save that acid spray for something, you know, like a group, and you were running away from it. It was perfect.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't have redone that. I just horribly missed you. Hey, this has a quote by Suzette in it. This roller app updated, and it has, like, Destiny quotes. It has Mistborn quotes.
Oh, cool.
This dude is mean. Like,
yeah.
The same interests across the board.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That was him, Lindell.
Do I still have... It's not in my inventory, but I don't think an item card ever got made for it. Do I still have a pile of that meat bomb stuff that the one guy made for us?
Oh, I didn't... Yeah, I didn't put that in there. You had 5.
Okay.
You had 5 purchased.
Okay. Can I... How many can I throw? Probably just 1, right?
1.
Okay. At the ice. That's a red above our heads.
At the ice? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh!
Very nice.
How much?
Yeah. The one red above our heads.
make a strength check.
Okay. Is it a... No, it'd be an improvised weapon, right? So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are you just doing a strength check? It's not an attack.
Oh, okay.
Not an attack roll, per se.
That would be...
Like a plus X thing.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's a plus 0. Yeah, it was almost good, but fine.
Okay. Yeah, your throw, good thought, just poof, doesn't quite make it.
Okay.
Fortunately, it doesn't fall back down to you. Because, I mean, this is a long throw from where you are still going up. But it smashes against the cliff face, just a little shy of what you were hoping.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'll end my turn. Of course, I'm just gonna keep on being our elevator.
Sorry,
I'm gonna finish my climb.
Okay, you make it up. This thing swings at you and just another miss.
Sweet. Okay. And I will cast Hex on Avatar Vigu.
Okay.
And I'm going to do my thing.
This is from The Witcher. Well, it's not from The Witcher. The tune is it's okay. The tune is from The Witcher.
Yeah. I like this. What are you casting?
I cast Hex and an Eldritch Blasting Avatar.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a 23 and a 21 to hit.
Yes.
And that is... they're both 11. So, 32 points of damage total. Do you need a slip between types?
No, I don't. Good hit, though.
And I will...
This thing is still chasing up the slopes after you.
Oh, that thing is?
Your Metanira is kind of standing weakly now. Is almost like a newborn foal, like trying to push herself
yeah.
to her. She says to you, the bindings are holding me.
Bindings?
You can see this arcane, like, writings on, you know, on this
oh.
stone plate underneath her.
I have a bonus action. Can I...
Spit on them. Disparagingly.
What do they look like with Eldritch Sight?
Yeah, so as she strains against them, they flare in response to her trying to move away from them.
Okay. Is it too much for me to try and, like, cut one with a dagger in the bonus action?
You can't make an attack with a bonus action. Also, it's stone.
The bindings?
Yeah, it is in carven in stone.
The
like
strings.
A plate. Strings?
Going to her.
No, arcane bindings. Not she's not physically tied, but there is a...
I was mistook.
Sorry. Arcane bindings that hold her up, carven, jagged, you know, into the stone in a ring around her, this sigil of summoning.
Gotcha.
You see wrapped up in this little orb, one of your hairs, and you look closer, and the thing that she is kind of rolling off of looks very familiar. Roll a history check.
Every time it counts 8.
Not at this moment. You can't quite place it, but that thing she's on rings a bell.
Okay. Oh.
Or the thing that she was on. She's kind of trying to roll up off of it.
off of the summoning circle?
Well, there's kind of a stone carven sigils around the outside, and she's almost on this altar-like thing, kind of broken in half.
Okay. I'll just say, what can I do? How do I fix it?
And she just says, destroy it.
Oh, actually, where was the orb at?
Orb?
With my hair.
Here.
There?
Yeah.
And just, face there.
Next up is Ballast.
So let's see. He just got outside of the. Is it a tower that Invoria?
It's kind of like a mansion with a tower on top of it.
Okay, so he kind of busts out the door. It's like, Knowles! And he's like, Knowles! He's like, turns around and like, runs back in.
Yeah, so
okay.
You make it back to where you were as you were exiting.
Yeah, so I've got another turn to get back, right? All right.
Ooh.
I just imagine you knock over a car full of cabbages.
That's it.
You notice, actually, on your way back, roll a perception check.
That's not bad. 21.
Okay. A blue streak, just coming towards you.
A blue streak?
Yeah. You've seen it before. It's this incredibly quick, moving, small creature.
Wait.
It skitters across the ground.
Does it come within our range?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a couple, three of them
that's
running.
All of them.
Yeah. It's a foot high or so, but just moving with incredible...
20 to hit?
20 does hit.
I'm not raging anymore. I'll use a bonus action to go back into a rage.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, no.
This is your reaction. You can't use a bonus action.
Oh, yeah. You're right. My turn's over. Okay. That's 12 damage.
Okay. And is that hit for your turn?
Yep. Well, I guess that was outside of my turn, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess it is. I did that a little asynchronous of initiative just because...
That's
it's what you experienced between this round and your
right
round. But you go, hey, what the heck? And then swing, and your glaive itself catches, on the digging through the wall, and with it, you the halved body of this small
creature.
Yes.
Got him. Does this belong to anyone here? It might go with a different set.
That's the only one that uses the ones that I have in members that I've seen in the
yeah.
Here with this.
That was really freaking me out.
Yeah, these ones.
Norali, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm down, so I gotta go.
Oh,
not good.
Wow.
These two ones
just shot really bad.
Yeah.
The cat is standing. Nothing.
She is going to take you. Actually, no. She cares more about this. I'm terrible eating it. She spits on you, though, and says, traitorous wench. And then runs forward and tries to kill one of your doggos.
Do or do not hit.
14 to hit.
It's
14 slashing damage.
Yeah, to death.
Okay.
Were the blue streaks heading towards the portal?
Away. No, they were heading away from the portal and heading, well, you can't tell about the portal itself, but out the door. In fact, the ones that made it past you, just through the closing door behind you.
Was that four or five?
Five. Earth Elemental's turn.
All right.
Upon its turn, it approaches the ice wall.
Okay.
And it is toe-to-toe to it at the end of its movement.
At the end of its movement?
Because if it had dashed, it would have brought you guys up onto the cliff. You're standing on his chest,
yeah.
And Felozeal, has Felozeal in the other hand. Is it just horizontally, legs buried, pulls itself up the cliff?
Okay. It would be an action for it to try to bust through, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or it could dash. No, it can't, because it
could go. Well, it could go. You guys couldn't.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Well,
that would be subprime.
Can it tuck us like footballs and try to
maybe
smash it? I don't know.
Check the wording of that.
I think the spirit of it is that it becomes the earth and then
a
different earth comes
Can it earth glide with us?
Yeah,
because
the
elemental can burrow through non-magical unworked earth and stone while doing so. It does not disturb.
Does not disturb it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Same place.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, how thick did you say this ice was?
Rather.
I'm looking it up real quick.
If it's on the wall of fire, it's 1 foot thick.
So it is a wall of solid ice. It is a flat surface of up to 10-foot square panels, 1 foot thick, and lasts for the duration.
Yeah, I'll just have to wait. I was going to see if he could yeet me through it, but I don't think a foot of ice. I don't think that was going
to help. Just strength, just try to make it.
Well, oh, yeah, because it's right there. Yeah, can it try to...
It's a structure.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's what you were... Yeah, I'm dumb. Okay,
he was locked into a train of thought.
Yeah, yeah, and I just wasn't seeing... Okay, yeah, yeah, it's going to punch the dang heckin' ball of ice. Siege monster, elemental deals double damage to objects and structures, so it's going to make two attacks against the ice wall.
Wait, I'm kidding.
Well, does a plus 8, does a 15 or a 13 hit the wall?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so those...
I mean, AC is a combined thing of,
right,
like, the strength of the material.
So
yeah,
the fact that it can't move well.
Yeah, okay.
It's not very high AC.
Yeah, so that's going to be essentially 48 plus 10. Yeah, that's some good numbers there. 11, 19, 20, double, plus 20 plus 10 is 30, double is 60. 60 points of damage to the wall.
Okay, yeah, this thing strikes upward and
boom,
blasts shards of ice up into the air.
Right.
And for, you know, just a person with the ground perspective of the plane just sees the shards of glass just erupt from the, you know, the near horizon. The creature itself has come to a stop.
She's on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, the earth elemental has come to a stop short, like, just under this ice wall. You can jump from it to the wall and jump, grab the ledge, and pull yourself up.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That will end the earth elemental's turn.
Very nice. Belosiel's turn.
Do I have to dash to get up on the...
No, it's like a 10-foot thing, so like you can just in stride, just run for it, foot off of it.
How high is that floating?
She
yeah.
is about... She's 30 feet away from anything. Just hovering some 20 feet from above the plateau. She is just kind of gradually floating.
How far out from the edge is she?
30.
Oh, shit. So.
Yeah. She's hovering kind of as almost artillery now.
Damn. I'm going to do exactly that. I jump onto the ice wall. As I'm doing so, I conjure my blade, and a zephyr of localized wind helps me up onto the surface as I use today's zephyr strike from my nexus, and it launches me up behind Almost Tinagu, whom I stab with advantage and with a d8 if I hit at all.
Nice. I should say, this breaking this leaves a sheet of cold air. I just double check this.
Yeah.
Make a constitution saving throw as you pass through it.
Really,
really, really cold air.
That's a natural one.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. 21 points of cold damage.
I jump up and I fall back.
Oh, no.
Just right back on the earth elemental.
Oh, goodness.
That's crazy.
That's my
That's great.
Fourth death of the round.
Sorry about that. I was like, why does it say this much damage and then later on say this much damage? Oh.
Yikes.
Oh.
It's all the vision.
Okay.
Die.
You hop up. Caught by the elemental.
I'm not wearing shirts.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Makes sense. Do you lose concentration on the wolves?
Is that a concentration?
Is it? Oh yeah, because they go away if I fall asleep. So yeah, they disappear.
Okay.
Damn it! Guy had some tasty ready for them. Didn't even
That's the heck.
I can kick her too.
Let's say your wolves got an attack before you threw yourself. They move on your turn, don't they?
No, they had 15.
Oh,
one thing.
Poor guys.
It was
wait,
before
wait.
Them.
They should have gone.
They should have. Yeah.
Yeah, because you've already cast it.
Yeah.
So that's what this giant line means.
Yeah.
I just didn't put the
right.
thing, so I just ran past it.
Let's go one more round.
So I get to attack with four wolves, all of whom have advantage. These two...
Would they have gotten to go before the fourth one was killed?
Yes. The
so
hag has
wolves.
Not killed that one yet.
Five attacks with wolf.
I apologize.
I'm just getting out of the d20 here. Hold up.
Do you want a real one?
No, I got it.
And the hag is not a viable target because she was invisible at this time.
Fair enough. Fair. So they all attack alternate Inigo. And they all have a...
Yeah, I was like, they should be attacking sometime.
Right, it's plus four to hit. Okay. So we have a 21, a 16, a 12, an 18, and a 14.
Okay, four of those hit.
Okay, four hit, and all of those... Oh, shit, sorry. All of those are supposed to be at the advantage.
Well, I need to make this strength save, or not.
No, all those attacks are supposed to be at advantage.
You're right.
Oh, because they're near each
other. Go for it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Only one of them missed.
Okay,
so.
I rerolled on, that's an 18 plus 4, so...
Cool, so that one hits, but you should check
I
your other
check
ones for crits.
For four crits, please. No. 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 Crits.
<18's in a row.
laughs> Yeah, I got a lot of 18s there.
So you have 5 hits against this thing.
Okay, so these are all supposed to be 2d4 plus 2. I finally get the opportunity
click
to pass
the ads.
2d4 plus 2. So this is going to be a... Oh! 8 plus 2. 10. 5 for a total of 15. 5 for a total of 20. And 9 for a total of 29.
How much?
And one more is... Another 4 and 4 for it for an up. 39.
Holy cow!
39
wow.
Damage and also 5 strength save. If any of them is under 13, it's down. Sorry, under 11. It's
okay.
Down.
So your wolves circle this thing and just as it smashes down each of its compatriots, the remainder of the pack circles this thing and just taking small bites at it. They work together and take this thing down.
Yes! Yes!
Nice. Like dead, dead,
nice.
Dead, dead.
Oh! Retribution! Let's go!
Oh my
that,
goodness.
The hag flying on her broomstick is none too happy about that event. It is now her
worth
turn.
It.
Fozio goes down, the wolves disappear as they turn on this hag who, you know, just killed one of their companions.
Yeah.
And she starts to kind of like back away as they take down this avatar of Yenigu, and they just dissipate.
Just an influencer.
Yes, and then it is this Chica's turn. She is going to cast Wall of Ice going directly through your space, his space.
Oh, that's not good.
And
oh.
The elemental space.
I, as a reaction to this, will activate the Masters of the Snail.
What?
For anti-magic shell.
Yes!
So, I see this happening, and I don't know how it gets activated. I just, like, I look at my arm, and I just go, like that, and...
I forget what happened.
Yeah, right? Okay. As a reaction to being hit by a spell, the wearer gains advantage on saving throws, and any creature making the spell attack head against the wearer has disadvantage. So is it a save?
That's one effect.
Attack roll.
Well,
no,
it's either
advantage on the save or disadvantage.
Okay.
So you're spending 2 charges or something?
This is, okay, Animagic Shell costs 1 charge.
Okay.
As we're in it, gets activated by a reaction. So first...
I think all of it gets activated by a reaction, doesn't it?
Scintillating Shell.
Where'd you get that from?
It was something the other one made.
Philosial, Sariel, and
right.
Lindell each have one. No, no, you each have Bracers of the
yes.
Snail.
Okay.
It doesn't use everything. You can choose.
Yeah.
Yes, you choose either anti-magic or scintillating.
So, are we making a saving throw?
If the wearer succeeds at a saving throw, you have advantage on the saving throw. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so what kind of save do we got for this? And what kind of save is it?
A constitution. No, dexterity save.
Oh, sweet. That'd be a 24.
Roll a d6.
Okay. 4?
No damage.
Oh,
effect.
Okay, well, the advantage was good.
That was the worst. So you succeed. Philosial fails. Dexterity save. You fail, because you're down. and make a save for your elemental.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
one death save?
Yes.
And you said that was a constitution? Or, no, dexterity.
Yes. For some reason, like, wall of ice, it's ice, so
it
should be, but it's the wall.
You made a 16 total.
So you said negative 16. I heard it. Alright. The 16 succeeds.
Okay.
You both, however, take 22 points of cold damage, or half on a successful save. Sorry.
Oh.
So you take 11. And so does the creature, the rock creature.
Yeah. And did you roll for the additional effect?
Yeah.
He did. He rolled a 4.
Aww.
Yeah. Rolling a 1 or 2 targets the caster with the same spell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
I was like,
cool.
This is how.
I was hoping. I was
yeah.
like, oh, this could turn everything, but yeah.
Can you imagine just she's flying out there, encased in a wall of ice, and just...
Oh.
That
would
have been insane.
And a double eat.
Yeah. All right.
That's her turn. A now second wall of ice just cracks up to the sky, jettisoning some 20, 30 feet in the air straight up.
So being that I failed the dex save, am I encased in like suffocating?
You
what
are
here?
Moved to one side or the other,
okay.
I believe.
And did you lose that stage for that? Are you down?
He lost one. Yeah. You and, well, all three of you got pushed to one side of the wall. You got pushed to this side of the wall, just to clarify. I'll just put this.
Sorry, where's the...
Here. She did this. You guys got pushed.
Okay. So the wall runs this way?
It runs vertically.
Oh,
up the side
okay.
of the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and how tall is it?
Cool.
That's super tall, right?
Five?
Oh, no. She forms it into a hemispherical dome over you guys.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that's inconvenient.
Like, caging us, basically?
No, I already... Yeah. Yeah. I do that. You're right. I shouldn't do that. I already
no,
made a line.
That's probably what you would do.
Well, she knows the spell better than I do. But I'm going to make a straight line. 10 foot square panels. So this thing, it can be 100 feet long.
So just like...
It's a straight up line.
It's arbitrarily long.
Arbitrarily long. Yeah, in this case. Like,
but it's only 10 feet wide.
It's
yeah.
1 foot
what?
Wide.
I mean, from our perspective.
Sorry, yes. It is 10 feet.
Yeah, so it's 10 feet out from the wall, 1 foot thick, and just going...
It looked cool in my head. You are next.
That was the house turn.
Sorry. Lindell's next.
Oh, okay.
No. He's dead.
Now
Lindell,
it's...
What?
Now it's...
Sorry.
Oh, shit!
Lindell,
nope. That guy's dead. This guy is going to chase you up the cliff, and he's going to barf on you.
There he is. Oh, no! Yo.
Make it a save.
One save.
Dex. I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
Dex.
There's so many.
One spell.
I know.
He knows. He knows. Dexterity save.
What is it?
5.
Oh. 23 points of acid damage.
I'm dead.
Oh.
All right.
It's okay. You don't next to your patron. She can help you.
She's held by an anti-magic summoning
she can see if you
circle
can
thing.
Yeah. She can do it.
It's fine. This is not good.
So you're trapped. You're gone.
Wow.
You're dead. You're dead.
Reese is
alive. I'm dead.
Dying.
You'll come back.
Lindell.
Coming.
You just
yes.
gotta wait.
give me a little bit.
Whoa.
Okay, so we three amigos are prevented from coming up over the edge of the cliff.
Nope, you're good. You can still go up.
Oh, it's this one. Oh, dear goodness. Okay. Cure wounds into this guy right next to me.
Philosial.
That is... Jeez. You come up with another 8 points.
Woo!
Let's go. And I'm going to jump. I'm going to... how much does it cost? How much movement does it cost me to get up over the lip? There.
You can make it up over the lip.
Okay.
But just... You're at the edge of the lip.
And that's all my movement?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get behind
yeah,
the... You can put the ice wall between you and the
wind.
That's like the best you can do.
Yes. Yes, that will be what happens.
All right.
And
is
I,
that it for your turn?
Oh, yeah.
Any bonus action dash business?
I am officially out of everything.
Sweet.
So, yep.
Sorry.
I'm dead.
You need to make a roll.
You're not dead.
Oh, Ballast.
I'm running back.
All right. You're here.
Natural one.
Oh,
ooh,
you
that's
are
two misses.
Yep.
Oh.
You're here.
Snap.
And you now have... that was your movement to get there.
Yep, and a dash, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, not a dash. Because I didn't dash running away.
Oh, you didn't?
Yes, you were still with the rest of your team.
Oh. How much movement do I have right now?
30 feet.
How much?
30.
Oh, oh.
Well, your standard move. No, no. You took all of your movement to get to there.
Okay.
If you wanted to dash, you have
I
to
got
your
you.
Feet. That's
I
what
you.
I thought you were asking.
So who's still... There's still that big guy, then there's two hags, right?
Yes, he is starting to crawl down the cliff, like, back towards his nest
okay.
with Sariel in tow.
Oh.
Has kind of wrapped her up in this viscous-looking fluid, and
that's
actually,
nice.
You actually are going to be toe-to-toe with it by the time it makes it back.
Okay. I'm going to chuck... My lightning javelin right at it.
Let's
okay.
go.
Do it.
All right.
Not
it.
Okay.
Not it, sorry.
Not it, sorry.
I'll
save you.
The other eye.
I'll be careful, I promise. I can see much better now. Oh, nope. let's see. What is it? I add...
It's like plus 15, right?
Plus 8. So that's total of 13.
Yeah, you just fire up this lightning javelin.
Dang it. Dang it.
Oh, I'll just, you know, pull out my glaive and...
Okay,
my
would you hide out already?
Second,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, I'll keep it out. And
take your second attack.
Second attack. Oh, yeah, I'll go into a rage.
You were already raging.
I was? I thought...
You sit back in the hallway.
I
oh, you're right, you couldn't.
Yeah, so now I take bonus action to rage. Wow. Attack with my second attack. Oh, I missed. All right.
Okay.
Well.
This
great
sucks.
Success.
Nerali.
Yep.
Is...
Dude. We used up all our good rules.
Yeah.
Earth Elemental.
Earth Elemental. Is gonna make it to the top.
Edge. Yeah.
Edge.
It can do that.
Okay. So it's up. How much more movement does it have?
Is it faster moving through the earth? I don't think
no,
so. It's just
same.
It's just 30
feet for both.
Okay. Yeah. It can make it past the edge by well, if you wanted to take a diagonal, like it can be kind of anywhere.
Well, it's holding Felozeal.
Yeah.
So. You're right.
Yeah,
so holding Felozeal, like holding its hand out. It can make itself to like 10 feet inside the,
okay.
Inside the edge of the cliff.
It is gonna yeet Felozia toward the portal hole, right here.
Okay.
I dig it.
What's that require?
It's huge. It doesn't have to.
So yeah, it's just gonna.
You saying I'm small?
Okay.
Ripped man.
Felozia, you were in the air.
Thinking about what's brought you to this point.
Start and scratch.
Yeah.
That's me.
You can have angled yourself towards this massive creature if you wished.
Missy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to land on Sorrel.
Okay. So, as this thing herks you towards the portal, herks you towards the portal, you shove off of one of its fingers, just a little bit, you know, to one side, which diverts your trajectory ever so slightly, falling through the air towards Sorrel.
Mm-hmm. And basically, I want to kind of hit her and roll off.
Okay.
But as I hit her, I cast Cure Wounds.
Yeah, this golden energy.
Oh, yeah.
You're back up.
I'm sorry.
Like the front side of a meteorite faintly glowing as it enters the atmosphere, so does Felosiel.
Yeah,
what?
Falls into Sorrel.
And the rock elemental from me is just going to. Like yell, go as it throws you like that.
Okay,
I mean, that's what happens.
Three hit
points. Was there anything else?
Since that's an action, I'm trying to think of anything else I can do.
What?
No, 5 minutes, y'all. I haven't even had
snacks.
Let's get these snacks out.
Was that the Rock Elemental's whole action to eat Felozia?
I'll get the snacks out.
I'm
you
sorry.
DM.
I just wanted Oreo.
I'm sorry. I feel bad now.
Was that their whole?
This was not supposed to be a whole session's fight. I'm sorry about that.
No, this is amazing. This is
good shit.
Was that
he can do. That was like a free action
really?
To throw this little dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has this hag taken damage? I mean, which one was the one that would taken a lot of damage from standing right?
They both kind of have.
They're both pretty well.
This is the one that I blinded because she had less hit points.
He's gonna take...
actually. It is her turn right before the Earth Elemental's turn. I should say. She'll just.
She'll
do something
like 25 hit points ish.
She does. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or she's the one that got blinded.
I have her written, like, I have the two lists by each other, and she's below the Earth Elemental, although her number is higher. So I keep almost doing it, and I finally actually did it.
She'll like make an app or something that digitizes all this.
I've worked on it. Linda, that's going to miss you. She goes up, tries to strike you, and her claws just through the air. Rock Elemental moves faster. Herx Felozeal.
Alright.
Now it's the Rock Elemental's real turn.
For Rock Elemental's going to turn and start like gorilla smashing at her again. That's how I imagine Rock Elemental.
Donkey Kong.
But it's gonna fly because tactics. And it's going to make two attacks with advantage.
I love it.
That was an intentional roll.
Oh.
Wait.
That one of those will miss.
One of them's tasty.
Okay, hold on.
You do not apply your halfling luck to your rock element.
What if it's a really short rock element?
Yeah, right? Okay, so I guess that one is
yes.
Going to probably count.
So we got some napkins.
I brought milk too.
Oh,
okay,
no.
I'll get it. I got to track down.
Plus 5. It's 17 points of damage to the haggish creature there.
All right.
And that will end his turn. I really wish Conjure Elemental carried my... personal feats.
Oh, that'd be so broken.
Yeah.
You can also do one arm strike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a fuck up.
I'm on size 3 key points to spend.
That would be Absolutely insane.
Alright, that was Earth Elemental. Philosia, you did your thing. It is the flying hags.
So, I need to hit her and kind of fall off, so I think I'm here.
Okay, perfect. It is the flying hags' turn.
I got one.
I
got a couple already.
Okay.
She is gonna... say
no.
Hope you dribbled.
Not on the character sheet.
She's gonna say, "Where do you think you're going?" And the area, the entire area, this entire side of the mesa, is as hard rock ice begins to pound down. Everybody needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Has it been?
You with advantage, yeah.
I die.
Has it?
What?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know, but I'm not
working. Has it been around since I used my reaction for the active magic shot?
Yeah.
It has been? Okay.
Does a 27
sure.
save?
Right.
Yeah, it does.
630?
Mm-hmm.
21?
Yeah, you'll probably auto-fail. So
do
you
take
damage and then die.
How many times can you die and be brought back before you get exhaustion?
Right?
Because I'm on 4.
You're down again?
Like, no, I'm just saying, like... I feel like I should be having some sort of penalty for my immortality right now.
down.
I get one of those paper towels.
And to magic shell again, so advantage on the... You said save. Right?
Mm.
Sorry. That's so much to
thank you.
What kind of save was it again?
Dexterity save.
Oh. I'm pretty good at that. 16?
That saves.
Okay, so I'm gonna roll a d6 to see if something really cool happens.
Come on.
Okay, now the bracers convert some of the spell's energy, destructive force, each creature within 30 feet of the wearer. Wait, what?
What?
Surely that's hostile creatures, right?
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot.
What happens?
I don't think there's anyone, yeah.
The bracers convert some of the spell's energy into a burst of destructive force, each creature within 30 feet of the wearer.
That's you and the hag.
Okay.
And the Kruthic.
That's exactly 30 feet.
And the...
Wait, are you in this space, on the edge, or this space?
He's in the edge.
Woo! Stop right there. Okay.
Okay. Earth Elemental.
And the witch.
Okay, what happens? DC... Oh, it's 1d6 per level of the spell.
It's third level spell.
So 3d6. Oh, okay, that was as much as I thought it was going to be. But still, that's not... That's
good.
You fall prone if you fail.
Oh, okay. As much as a single...
Also, if you are concentrating on the spell, on a spell at the start of your turn, you need to make a con save.
Okay, I am
if
not.
You fail, or just at all?
If you fail your con save.
What happens to her broom?
She's...
Would that be... Okay.
Pretty
would,
far away.
Yeah, okay.
She was 30 feet out. He's on dead.
Yeah. I mean... she was hovering back. Like, she doesn't have to be close to drop this. Yes, she was moving forward in kind of an eagerness way. Let's
okay.
say she's caught in the blast.
Okay. So that's including the wearer on that one. Each creature within 30 feet of the wearer must make a DC 15 constitution.
Yeah, that is not including the wearer.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Oh,
okay,
oh,
okay. This is a lot better. I thought I really just killed everybody, and so that was scary. She takes... she makes a DC 15 con save.
Okay.
And she will either take 13 or 6 points a day.
Okay, she succeeds.
All right, 6 points.
However,
and
you fall. It's a sleet storm.
Oh shoot!
Yeah,
okay,
you fall prone.
Okay.
And oh no. Okay, I won't take it back. I won't take it back.
So much going on.
No
takesies, backsies. Man. Okay, that would change some stuff.
Did you say this area became difficult terrain?
Yes, this whole region you're in is difficult terrain. That's her turn. She's still moving in. You hear this crack of brilliant light as this burst, as this magical effect rebounds off of your bracers, and the witch standing next to you is vaporized.
Hey!
All
right.
Hey.
So there's one hag left, and the big baddie monster that I'm currently draped over.
Draped under.
Under.
King Kong style.
he can't move his arms that way.
No.
That's Lindell's turn. Sorry.
Wait. That was my reaction.
Oh,
sorry.
Bro.
Well. Oh, then I guess no. That was the witch's thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just had such a prominent role in that.
Something.
I thought
you did
it was
that last round too. You've been killing it over there, by the way.
Yeah.
You're
going to do a billion things as a reaction, and then come back later.
All right, this thing does not recharge its acid breath, and it's going to lunge forward, seeing ballast in its way between...
Do it!
It's still carrying Sariel. Runs forward at you.
It goes before me, right?
It does, right before you. And it's going to make a couple attacks at you. The best I can do with this guy is a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
Okay. And then...
Someone get the raid.
10 points of piercing damage as one of its pincers finally finds its way through your...
Make it 5.
You say naked 5?
I said make it 5.
Like, what is
five.
That?
That's what they call it. They reduces it.
All right, Lindell, it is your turn.
But you turn around and for intimidation, you don't take as much damage.
It is difficult terrain in this entire area.
I'm going to spend 5 feet of my movement.
You
get to my feet. And then, so my plan is to dash, so I have 80 feet of movement. I use 5 feet of my movement to get to my feet. And,
so you really have a total of
35.
30 feet you can move, because it's difficult terrain.
Mm. Right.
Right. Can you round down? Okay.
That's why I chopped out those.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm 30 feet.
30.
Can I free action?
Take out the rod and hold it. I can't remember it this moment.
The monarch?
Yeah, the monarch.
Oh, you want the evil rod, not
the evil rod. And I want to hold it in the space where the planes meet.
Okay.
And that'll end my turn.
Cool. Sorry, you wake up. Felozio kind of rolls off of you. You are being...
probably bloody and sweaty.
Yeah. You are, more importantly, grasped up against the carapace of this...
Double U.
You wake up
armored spider, effectively.
You wake up to Lindell saying, go! Just like
I'm going to do something desperate.
Okay.
Fireball at point blank range?
Oh, no.
Not that desperate.
Ripping open a bag of holding?
Oh, never mind. I can't do that.
Go Samwise on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dagger.
That's true.
What was little tummy?
Yeah.
Is it squishy like she?
You have your magic. No, it's not squishy like she.
I do have my magic.
It's probably more useful.
However, I'll have disadvantage.
Why blank?
And my hex is gone because that was the end. Can I try? I'm not spells.
Okay.
I only have 2 slots. Can I try to escape the grapple? Is that an action?
Yes.
I will forego that and just shoot it.
And I fly. No. I will forego that.
I'm going to shoot it at point blank range with Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so this is first beam.
First beam.
Oh.
26.
Hits.
All right.
Try second beam.
Second beam. 17.
No.
My first one does, and that will be 8 points of damage.
All right,
non-zero
force.
Yeah, this Felozio, you kind of stand up on the other side, trying to keep your feet as this sleet begins to cover this area. Start to move towards the door, and like this blue beam of energy, just shoots through this thing. It staggers and keeps moving. That's Sariel's turn. Ballast.
Take some more swings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flanking, yeah.
You could flank it, though.
You could?
Yeah, you could stand right here.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Flunk.
Flunk. Flink, flank, flunk.
Flink, flunk, or jump it.
Oops, okay. 25 for the first one. 25 again for the second one, and I'm going to do a butt attack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll damage on this one, for starters.
Okay. Butt attack was 23.
Yeah, probably don't need the butt attack.
Okay. So, first one. Does
more than one.
14 damage.
Yeah, you. This thing is charging up on you. You see this blue beam shoot through it. You step to the side, spinning your glaive, and take off one leg, and it falls down, and you bury the glaive inside its head. This thing is down, finally.
Yes.
Holy balls.
Is it full on Sariel?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, like...
He was dragging me behind.
I was under.
Under
yeah. Under, behind, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're not, like, completely...
Take
no, you don't take damage from it.
Thank you.
You're just
waiting.
Moving on.
Yeah.
You take 3 points anyway.
That was its turn.
So there's just one hag left over there. It's, like, flying
yes.
on the roof.
Over there.
All right, now it's Lindell's turn.
Across yours.
Wait, is Felicity lost?
Flozilla is up.
I'm going to use Commander's Strike to make him shoot the hag.
Oh, yeah!
Shoot it! Shoot it now!
Okay, let's
it's evil!
See what we got.
It's evil!
Ah, 15 a hit?
It does not.
Damn.
Off into the darkness.
An arrow goes very far away. I feel like I'm not getting that arrow back.
No. You're not.
You jumped off the cliff once.
True. That was slightly more important.
Alright.
That's it.
I wasn't thinking of the fact that Hex can fly.
Lendl.
Is it Lendl's turn?
Wait, sorry. We did Lendl. Sorry. I'm going to go back.
Lendl
did
already had a turn, but this is now a second
did
turn.
Did you have...
What about second turn?
That was your turn that you ran forward.
That's correct.
Okay.
And he held the thing.
And he held the thing. Okay.
Like the
and then you went, and then Ballast went. And then it would be Nerali. Now it's the Earth Elementals thing.
Oh!
Yes.
Correct, because you basically have three turns right now.
That's
why.
Your turn.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. So the hag is 30 feet off of there. The Earth Elemental.
Closer now. Like she's kind of been drifting closer. Like, where do you think you're going?
How close is she?
15-ish?
Yes, 15-ish feet is about appropriate.
How far can Earth Elemental come?
Jump. Dude.
Oh. Has a strength of 20.
Can
jump 15 feet?
Oh, for sure. make a contested check. You do athletics. She does acrobatics.
Well, what does he want to do? Yeah, he's going to try to tackle her off her front. Okay, so... you said strength?
Yes, strength for this thing.
Okay, so that's a plus 5. Oh, real good.
Oh.
Ooh, 23.
Okay, so the last thing you see of this Earth Elemental is just it clears the edge of the cliff and takes the witch with it.
Farewell, friend.
Is there like a Looney Tunes style?
Little mushroom cloud.
If you were looking off the edge, maybe. What do you guys think?
We gotta close this.
Hang on. Do I
no,
sense...
No, Nira,
is Sunsport
Nira,
still
Nira.
Alive? Is she alive?
So we don't get to do this whole, like, she may be dead, she may be alive.
Okay.
Roll an attack on your way down.
Okay. Attack. 11. Almost really good, but 11 on the way down.
The attack misses. But the fall damage.
With the elemental on top of her.
Yes. The hunter's mark disappears.
Yes!
Oh, guys.
I'm
no.
To Nira.
Okay, she's still there.
I'm gonna try him.
What do you break it with? It's almost a force field that keeps you from going into that ring.
I will start. I'll just like Eldritch Blast, like the orb of the orb. Yeah.
Okay. Blast the orb. There's no life force to it. Eldritch Blast has to connect to a life force.
Oh, so it doesn't.
Isn't.
Do, it doesn't
yeah. Just
do.
There's no. Okay. No effect.
Sacred Flame, Frostbite. Those both require saves, so I don't know. How those, if those would work.
Yeah, so you come in, summon this angelic fire, and this intertwined hair disappears, and there's this kind of crack in the seal of the rock that begins to form.
Yeah.
Begins to what now?
Begins to form in the seal of this arcane, this ring, partially.
Okay, I try it again.
Okay, and as you do it, it begins to, you begin to crack the rock around Sario. I guess the rest of you are kind of going to gather up there with her, perhaps?
I will start by dragging Nerali's body through the portal, and then
okay.
I'll go up and just like...
Sure to the other side.
Oh.
Okay, so you clamber up there. You notice the portal is looking a little unstable.
Okay, I will stay near the portal.
Okay.
We've got to hurry.
Okay. Lugiel and... Ballast and sorry, I'll make their way up to the top of the cliff real quick.
I do not.
Stays down there.
Yeah.
Okay. You attend to the body of your wolf.
Yeah, which I believe at this time is becoming a slight raise in the grass and earth with a pile of armor and some silver tooth caps on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sariel is desperately trying to break her friend up.
I'll duck up there and start whacking on the stuff, the seal, whatever.
Go ahead and make a roll. Make an attack roll. And Ballast, you make an attack roll.
Natural 14.
Alright. Between the two of your efforts, you manage to crack the seal holding this Kirin. And she blazes forth stronger.
She's alive.
Yeah,
very
I'm
much
so,
so.
Sorry. I knew something was wrong.
It's not your fault, dear. It's. And she looks back and she says, do you remember this? This is This is the stone that brought you back the first time. This is the fae stone that brought you back.
Oh, back in the
And they used it to tether me to this plane.
Oh. I didn't know that could happen. How long?
It's felt like years, but what day is it now?
The 20th.
The portal is closing!
Please go.
Can you come with us?
You know I can't go there.
Oh,
but
one thing you should know, Eldath knows.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. You feel this presence in your mind as that has kind of been weighing on you this whole time, and weighing more heavily now that you're having this conversation. 17. She goes, yes, I know, I need to go. We have some explaining to do.
Are you sure you can't stay for just a little bit? To clear things up?
With whom?
With me?
No, I don't know. We can talk.
Okay.
Should be no problem, dear. I'm sorry, she didn't say dear. I'd been saying dear.
Yeah.
She says, it should be no problem. We should get out of this place.
Okay.
And your friend there. I can't do anything now. I'm drained, but soon I'll do something about it.
Norelli?
Yes.
Okay, we'll bring her.
Okay. And you guys exit the somewhat unstable portal. Standing on the other side, you guys do.
Did you say it was held open by, like, devices, like copper?
It was almost kind of a copper... It looks like a number of beads kind of strung together that could have been held in a hand at one time, but they can kind of freely orbit around this center orb just by the mechanisms and strings that it is. Right now it is flat, lying flat against the portal. As you look up on the cliff, your patron shimmers and teleports away.
Oh, nice. I think we should shut the portal off, holding the monarch on either side of the plane with it in the middle, and see if that breaks it.
Yeah.
I cast resistance on myself,
cantrip,
and I'm like, shut it off.
How do we?
How do you shut it off?
I grab one of the copper beads.
Right, yeah, you grab one of the beads, and the whole kind of thing, like pulling something out of syrup, almost as each of the beads, like gecko toes, like kind of de-connect themselves from this viscous plane, and each time one of those beads pulls away, the portal shimmers and wavers at the edges, and when the last one dissipates, the whole thing disappears into a small ring that's sitting around the artifact, holding it in place. Make a strength check.
Ooh. Okay, not a strength saving throw.
No.
Okay. Strength check. That's going to be plus zero. So,
this
one.
Thing starts to get pulled out of your hand.
Can I help
you? roll initiative between you two.
12.
Sorry, you're faster.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Because you're closer to the door. Go ahead and you also make a strength start. You need to roll better than a 12.
Yeah.
Ooh! Natural 18 minus 1.
Yeah, you reach up and snatch this thing away. Your hand was right next to it as it was.
Yeah.
You know, you pulled the beads. He's short. You pull him back and you see it and reach forward and help him pull this thing back. You guys now are standing in this room, the wall destroyed behind you, with the body of Norelli, and that's where we'll leave off.
With the monarch?
Yeah, you have
the
monarch.
Okay.
So the monarch held the planes open between
yeah.
us, like with his physical.
Holy cow. It was
that's
attempting,
right,
you could feel it be,
yeah.
like, attempting to be ejected one way or the other.
That makes sense.
And had you failed,
uh-huh.
that would have been a trip.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Give me up to the heck.
That's why I announced what your DC was. Like, you didn't fail so spectacularly that I was like, now we have to derail the whole campaign for this.
Yeah.
But it didn't have that option. and you, Sariel, here in your head, it's good to be home. And I know how to destroy that thing.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's the greatest one, sorceress.
Yeah. I know another sorceress. Another three, actually.